In hops we trust. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the show. It's called The Perfect Pour, just like Nick said. And it's a show about things interesting and fun to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yeah, he's here.
Oh, yeah. Wow, training.
He likes fake out. And next couple hours we're going to be hanging out with you.
Psych.
Having fun.
Oh, I just got a message. The Russian River says, get this over with. Don't wait.
Oh,
hey, pardon me.
What
while
you
I,
just heard.
Put that aroma back in there.
Pardon me while I steal
was,
this aroma.
The opening about Fresno Pliny the Elder from Russian River, bought legally in the city of Fresno, California, and now sitting in front of us, going around the table from right to left of your podcast style. You can tell. What's the name of this bottle style, Matt?
Oh, I don't know. I could look it up.
The Kroger.
It's the Kroger. It's the Kroger of bottles.
It's the Kroger of bottles.
It is the famous Pliny the Elder. This is my first Fresno Pliny. I have a shelf full of empty Pliny bottles. I don't know. That's maybe six cases worth or something like
Those
that.
Those have all been muled.
Yes.
Yeah, the and they're all muled. All muled by myself or somebody else. And now this is first legal one.
Cold transferred from start to finish.
Man, that's a good aroma. Let's check. Have you checked the date on that?
Ooh, I did not.
Should have been the end of July.
The pig was July 25th.
It was bottled on the 29th.
The kegs were the same date that came to town.
So we're, what is it? So we're talking about, 9 days? Something like that? Something like that.
Nine
and some change.
Pretty good. I mean, not 2 days, but whatever.
Wow. That's 2 days or under? Is that your...
I'm going in.
Coming in hot.
Oh, that's good. It's been a while since I've had a proper Pliny.
It's been a while since you could hold your head up high.
So in your Pliny experience, has this been transferred properly?
Yes, I believe so. Mm-hmm. It has been kept cold transferred.
You didn't buy this at lunch and put it on your dashboard?
Just throw it on your dashboard.
Like, it was like a kid's day paper? So like, you don't get asked, hey, you know, Pliny's in town?
I saw two guys in Madeira.
That's considered carpooling.
There you go. Pliny.
Two garbage guys, and they had their bottled waters up on the dashboard. It's 100 degrees, and the sun is just beating down those. I'm like, dudes, what are you guys doing? You're just leaving those bottled waters up on your dashboard all day? No.
Well, they heard they spontaneous combust, so they were hoping the work truck would burn down. They get to go home early.
They don't have an ice chest in the center console of
apparently
their new truck
not.
Like
they
you
should.
Do.
Ooh. They should get an ice chest.
I don't know if you have that one.
I don't.
But there's cars that have
that. I could
make
the center console into an ice chest.
He's got the Ford Ranger Yeti. Enough. Is that what you're telling me?
Ford Rangers come with optional Yetis now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Partnered with Yeti for the most extreme Ford Ranger ever.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't want to step over your Ranger talk.
Oh, I was just going to say they call it a Fetty, but you know, we could have left that one out. I don't think anybody's missing that joke.
It's got front.
No, it's in now.
Front light bars, rear light bars.
Wow. So this is when Nick sacrificed the Pliny for us.
We had to have one. Come on.
But how did that feel? I mean, I poured myself a healthy pour, so you can.
After this, you guys can go back to
ignoring. Nick gets bottom pour.
Ooh, nice.
So, how did it feel to just walk into a place and just order it?
Scary.
Or just order it, pick it up?
Yeah.
Because I feel like, one of you went to the market, right?
Yes, I did.
So
I did as well.
Just small grocery store. I'd imagine they probably weren't just like, you guys came for Pliny, right? They were probably just like, I would imagine that crew would just be like, what's the deal with this? It seems like every other person's been walking up with this.
The back that well that I bought it late because the day one, my two spots in my neighborhood,
they were still dry.
Were still dry. Everyone else had it. Everyone else had it. My two spots, no, not there. Whole Foods in the Market weren't there. And then later in the night, Bell's texts me, says, "Dude, you should have asked. I got three bottles at the market." I was like, "What the fuck?"
What?
Yeah, he got three bottles. And then not only that, friends at work who they're starting to turn into beer geeks, but but you know they're not.
Not at my level, you know.
I just like it. You wouldn't shut up about this beer.
And so they're like, so, yeah, you get to your Pliny's? I was like, no, you know, expecting they haven't gotten anything. I was like, no, they didn't have any. I'll get it tonight, I guess. I was like, well, where'd you go? I was like, oh, I went to the market, Whole Foods. Well, I got some. What? What the fuck are you talking about?
They're all taking it out of their lunchbox, unpacking their lunch. So
yeah, Pliny like, out. I got it. Well, yeah, everyone's just got Pliny in the office. Like, what the fuck? So, yeah, I was like the only guy in Fresno that didn't have a Pliny.
Mr. Beer Geek doesn't have a Pliny. No.
Yeah.
So. You were just letting everybody share your experience.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So I hit Moroshell. I detoured on my way into work this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Long detour. And no reaction from the guy, not even being it was 8 a.m. when I mm-hmm. bought it. And then I saw the market post on Facebook midday. So on my way home from work, I detoured again. And the checkout guys, because I'm like one of the few that bought the sour, I guess. They're mm-hmm. like, well, you're the first one to buy that weird one. Everyone's been buying the green one.
That's about the mentality I expect from that store.
Whoa, this is a new one.
We got more green ones in back.
They were keeping a close watch on it. They were restocking regularly.
It's right next to the mayonnaise.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when I went to the market, there's two guys
hovering.
Apparently it needed two guys to stock it. And it was two of them. They're both refilling the one had a Blind Pig case and one had a Pliny case. And they're refilling. And one guy's like reading the Pliny, like this is the first time he's ever seen one. He's like, huh. Blah 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 blah, huh? Well, but what's the big deal? And like they started like you know, making fun of it a little bit. And then I'm right behind him. I go, I'll just take those right now. And they're like, oh, sir, thank you. Yeah, here you go, sir.
Let us help you.
I wasn't making fun of you at all.
So, Hill Hauser works at the store?
Yeah. Oh, so you're telling me these are really good beer, huh? What's the big deal about these Plinies?
Is it Hill Hauser or Jerry Seinfeld?
I don't know. What's going on with these Plinies? Everybody's talking about it. It's just a beer.
Yes. Successfully derailed your conversation.
Wow.
Damn it. I don't think that qualifies as a tangent, though. It's still,
still on topic.
Still on topic.
Derailed, but still on topic.
We don't have a derail clips.
And German accent, go.
Derailed.
Austrian accent, go.
So it's magic. Everyone, Pliny Restaurant River's here. It'll be gone soon.
Yeah.
Apparently, we only get one shipment a month. And so...
I think they're still testing the waters. I think they're afraid of it being left over.
Oh, God. I'm afraid for all the other beers now because they're going to get
passed that's
over.
What I was afraid of, too. Like, because they could have had all the most awesome, newest beers ever at the market, and I saw nothing. All I saw was them stocking Pliny and Blind Pig, and I was like,
hey, buddy, what about me?
Yeah. Nope, don't have time for you. I don't have time for you down there.
We go way back.
No, Bottle Logic, I don't care that you're here.
Yeah, Citraholic, who?
No, Citra what?
Yeah.
Rochelle has fresh. Sit your ass down. I'm not
fresh cans of Citraholic for like $5.
Yeah, I'm like, nope.
We just had this empty hole in us this whole time that we've been trying to fill with other beers.
That's it.
It's like right now it's like when the ground is super dry and it rains a little bit and the ground doesn't even soak anything up. It just like runs off. That's what we're like with Pliny right now. It's like not even, there's not enough right now to even soak. No, it's not saturating at all. It's just running off and we're still going to be dry as hell in about a week. And we're going to like, where's our Russian River?
Remember that time we got Pliny?
Yeah, remember when we got Pliny? Now we got to wait 3 weeks.
And then all over the craft beer pages, you'll just see that the Dave Chappelle meme. Y'all got any more of them Plinies?
You got any more of them Plinies?
Scratching.
Y'all got any more of them Plinies? Well, that's exciting.
Who's going to be daring enough to hold some back and fear it getting old?
Oh, I'll bet it's pretty monitored about raising the price. As far as people doing that shit, like holding back, like, oh, $10.99 a bottle now. Damn. That market was $5.99.
What?
That's as cheap as it gets.
That's unheard of.
Yeah, I
for
was like.
For pig or for Pliny?
Both. Well, I think it was both.
Oh, shit.
Because I saw, it might have been for just pig, because I saw the tag and I saw $5.99 with pig. And I think I might have assumed it was the same with Pliny. I didn't look at my receipt. I just looked at the tag. I was like, $5.99. Holy shit. Because I was just going to get one. I was going to get Pliny.
Yeah.
It's like, appropriately, even though I wanted a blind pig, I was like, I'm just going to get one Pliny. Mm-hmm. And then I saw $5.99. I was like, oh, I'll get Pliny and a blind pig.
That's most modestly priced.
That is most modestly priced. So
I think the market so far is the only one to implement a bottle limit.
Yeah, they have 3 Russian River bottle limit. Not only 3... It was just, you can only get 3 bottles of a Russian River beer.
Yeah, the rest are free for all right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so far I've seen, yeah.
They're just going to have a kid just putting Pliny out regularly at the market because they can only put up a case at a time. There's shelf space.
Yeah.
And I heard from Gold's, Spokeasy, and I think Cooney, I think all of them went through at least 2 half barrels of Pliny yesterday, and I think they either did 1 or 2 of Pig at most of them as well. So
I don't know. Is that like unprecedented amount of beer going through?
So a 5-gallon keg is about 40 pours, so you only need 20 people to get 2 beers. A 15-gallon keg is about 110 to 120, depending upon how well your tap system flows. So yeah, I mean, if you get 200 beers cranked out in an evening, that's good revenue. Mm-hmm. Some people hope to pour through a keg like that in a week's time span. That's like moving it for some accounts.
Huh.
Unless your tag was a quid.
5,000 people inside the doors.
Well, that's the thing. It's most accounts, if you say, hey, I turn over a half barrel a week of this brand, you're in probably the top 15 accounts in town or something like that. So to kick something like that, and I don't know if it'll continuously happen, but
right,
to do that in one night, that's pretty good.
Pretty impressive. Look at us.
It brought the boys. We're doing it right.
Everything's been cold transferred. No rate hikes. Everyone's buying it. It's
no warm shelf good. In it yet.
If Russian River's listening, we're doing everything proper, guys. we could use some more. I'm wondering, because it's just been those 3, right? The Pig, Pliny, and that new
STS.
Yeah, no, it hasn't been. I haven't seen STS.
It's Spokehead bottles of that.
Okay, so then there's 4.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that age pilsner,
which you guys are all looking forward to.
STS. Well, hey, it's Russian River. STS. So we've only had the 4
starter kit.
I was hoping we were going to get Happy Hops, but
yeah, that's what I was hoping too, because that was a damn good beer.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we just missed the cycle on it. Maybe September.
Maybe.
quick side story. We were celebrating the brother's birthday on Sunday.
Happy post-birthday.
And, thank you.
And there was, I had a Happy Hops, and I cracked it, and it wasn't quite cold, so I drank just about half of it, and I put the other half in the main fridge. And I was just sitting out by the fire pit. Fire pit wasn't on. It was too hot, but I was just sitting there, and then I heard the door crack open. It's like, hey, can I have some of this Happy Hops? And I was like, damn it, they found it.
They found me. I don't know how, but they found me. Run, Marty!
So
take the Happy Hops and run, Marty!
That was like the only hoppy beer I had on me to take out there. So I was like, well, if nobody finds this, I'll just drink it all. If they find it, I'll share it. And they found it. They sniffed that thing out.
Real quick. Think they're not going to be opening that fridge?
Yeah. Is that like, I can't tell you my secret, but if you guess it.
Yeah. You should have made an ice cooler out of the top of the top shelf of the toilet. And
yeah,
no way you're upper gonna deck hide beers. That. Yeah, upper deck.
No.
Why is all this ice in the top of the toilet?
My brother would have found that too. He's like, I went to go flush and it wasn't flushing right. Then yeah, I found some like, happy hops.
I had to check the Knuter valve.
It wasn't giving me that hard flush I like. Yeah. So I went in there and started trying to tweak it and look good. I found.
These Bemises know how to flush, all right? If you know what I mean.
German engineering.
Yeah.
Nothing but the finest.
Oh, so he's trying to hide a happy hops in here, huh? Well, I'll show you.
Oh, show you. Down it right now.
I'll leave it half full.
Yeah, replace it with the...
put something... Yeah, I'll replace it.
Sipping the old heart stuff, huh?
That scene from Indiana Jones where he's trading out the gold medallion for the bag of sand.
Yep, he's all...
Oh, we're just full of references today. I love it.
Wow. Look at this. Wow. Everyone... Loving it.
See, I needed a week off.
Everybody, apparently.
It's all downhill from here.
That's right. You missed
this. All the people that aren't in Russian River town listening, we're very sorry because we empathize with you greatly. But I wish this on everybody. I hope everyone can be a Russian River town.
Well, as a podcast, we only waited 7 years.
Yeah, come on. So. We put in our time.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of Russian River talk.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there 3 times for younger.
Remember just, 2 of them.
Go on. I remember one, maybe. I remember going there.
Not sure how I got home.
Yeah.
Well, so they decided because you just have all those, they put GPS trackers in all their bottles and they're just, they saw the hot they're spot.
Like, man, this one spot in Fresno's got a lot
it's
of bottles.
Glowing.
I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if that's a home brewer using our bottles. I don't know what's going on. So, well, as we come down from that, I guess we have regular culture we can talk about. Nick, you've just been chomping at the bit, I imagine.
Oh, sure.
2 weeks of culture.
That's right.
You've been taking your notebook out every day for 2 weeks, writing stuff in it.
Yep.
So let's hear it.
All right. Step one. Have hazy beers killed DDH beers?
Oh. Did you come up with that?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's a good question.
I have not seen many DDH beers lately.
Me neither.
In this way.
And they're the best. Before hazy's like...
That was the perfect substitute for a lower ABV, but tastes like a double IPA situation.
Yeah. Mm. So it has to be a single IPA.
No, but
okay.
If you want that double flavor without getting crazy, that is a good substitute.
Well, you might be looking out for something.
Ah, I got it. Ready? Yes, go on.
Oh, we're not there yet.
Oh, I see.
You'll just have to be patient.
Okay.
And follow-up question, have they also replaced the summertime favorite session IPA?
I think Hoppy Pilsner overran.
Okay, so session Pilsners IPAs are the culprit there.
Mm-hmm.
Bastards. Yeah, I haven't had hardly any session IPAs this summer, and it's now.
Damn near over.
I wasn't thinking about it, but now I am. Now I'm pissed.
Just like it's so damn hot.
Yeah.
That was my beef with Hop Concept, is they never made anything but double IPAs, and then they come out with that, and they kill it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They could. So it's still possible to do it.
Yeah.
It's chosen not to.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a Pilsner. Or is that a... it's an easygoing ale or something like that?
Yeah, it's an ale.
So that would be your session IPA.
I guess. So, it was good, though.
Yeah.
It's good.
Just saying, I miss my DDHs.
I think you're right. Let's bring back DDHs. I'm with you on that. I'll get on that train.
I'd even be... Okay, ooh, that reminds me, I had another bin cut. Thank you.
Oh.
I would even be okay with an unfiltered DDH.
I love gold.
Yeah. Oh,
I would go that far.
Yeah, you'd go that far.
Even if it kept the aroma and the hops.
Mm-hmm. Gotta be careful. You can't filter a double dry hop.
I know Chew Your Beer, and I agree. Anyway? Chew Your Beer thinks that
They're usually just clarified. They're not usually filtered.
There you go.
Cheer beer thinks that Sherman, the DDH Sherman's one of the best beers ever. Bell's, Bell's thinks DDH Sherman's one of the best beers ever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I the only time I see it is at the beer garden.
Yeah, I wish it was more popular. It's a good beer.
Ooh, what is that?
Well, this is tough. You have to go.
It's after, everybody wants
after the
some.
First Pliny, but some. Somebody's had to do it. From our Colorado reps, Colin and Janine, everybody wants some. It's a double referencing label. Van Halen / the movie Better Off Dead. When he does a dream sequence where he's in the kitchen and he does a Frankenstein sequence. And the burgers come alive and they play Everybody Wants Some.
Those are burgers?
Van Halen.
I thought those were cookies.
I thought they were ugly waffles. Well,
ugly waffles.
You can look at YouTube and find it. It's there.
Waffles are just pancakes that are ribbed for her pleasure.
If you want to see. But this is from... What brewery is that? HHB.
Foofhearted.
Yeah, Foofhearted. It's brewed with a Zaka hops.
I bought a Hoofhearted in town. I don't know how or why.
Yeah, that's a weird
it's
one.
It's a rotating... Oh, okay, because I had a different one.
It's a variant.
The yellow one. This is a very... This one's it's a rotating hop series. Single hop. Dipa. Says only acceptable response to the call of DLR era Van Halen plus 80s cult movies. A giant teddy bear bigger than you. Sounds great. No, it really does sound good. But look, Beth, I gotta go. The Christmas tree is on fire.
All right.
I think that's a Better Off Dead reference. So very tough to go after the follow a Pliny or fresh. Yeah,
it totally tastes different. I'm trying to be patient with it.
No, they're hanging. They're hanging in there.
I think if this was the first beer we opened, I think I would be enjoying this a lot more, but I think I like it. There's some juice there.
So sorry. I'll take my Pliny home.
It's a Zaka.
It's a Zaka, which you needed.
I don't think I've had a single Zaka beer. It was just only a Zaka.
I haven't either.
It's not bad. I think I like it.
There's almost like a, like, it's kind of like melon.
I like the Zaka hops.
And like melon and lemongrass. There's kind of like almost like a.
Like a tea.
Yeah.
Like a herbal tea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Influence.
Yeah. Okay. Melon and herbal tea. There we go.
Get that. I think I like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Oh wait, we haven't liked any beer they've sent us. Oh, it's not good. It's terrible.
Matt can't deviate from his eating all the Colorado reps.
This one's good.
Married and Hoppy on Instagram. Check them out. Brand new account. Before the show, I forgot to say our tailgating beer. I think Matt donated this to the show, or somebody that Matt gave it to Matt.
Jeff.
Okay, Jeff. Hanamachi.
Jeffrey Moore. He's known as the Pub Quiz host.
Oh, okay. Is he the one having all the fun and the dancing at the House of Pendragon?
And the dancing.
He's behind the bar and he's having all the fun.
Yep. So that guy, he went down to Anaheim, and while in Anaheim, you go to Bottle Logic and Disneyland, but or both. Or both.
Or see the Angels lose.
Wow.
Ouch.
I saw the Indians play the Yankees over the weekend.
What?
Just kidding. It was Major League.
that's okay. I watch Major League.
I'm watching the Indians and Yankees game.
I'm watching baseball. I'm a fan. I'm
watching baseball. Huh. That's
weird. Wild thing. Ooh. Make my heart sing.
I thought Bob Uecker retired. Nope. He's here. Announcing. That Ball Logic beer, Hanamachi.
That was good.
Damn good rice lager. And I wish all our teppanyaki and sushi places had it.
Nice.
Fresno, not talked about enough. We are a hub for teppanyaki and sushi.
Oh, yes. Mini hibachis.
We are not only are we the taco capital and tri-tip capital, We're pretty damn high up on the sushi and teppanyaki.
I could go for a bacon fried rice throwdown.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yes. Mike Oz, make
gonna,
that happen.
I always got to go, yeah. Edo-ya, man. I think Edo-ya wins. On
ooh,
that.
Wow.
But it'd be a good battle.
That would be, yeah. I bet that could happen.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm sure it's dangerous. Why can't we have a teppanyaki?
Mobile teppanyaki.
Too many volcano fires.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to see the volcano.
Shrimp flying everywhere into the other guy's hats.
Another volcano.
You're like, see the volcano.
I just opened my pocket and there was a shrimp. Everybody gets a shrimp. You get a shrimp and you get a shrimp.
I think he's going to do the volcano.
Watch
honey.
This. See that guy at the shirt pocket?
Heartbeat.
So bring back DDHs. Uh-huh. What else, Nick?
Are you ready for dun, dun, dun. No. Oktoberfest season.
Yeah, I saw that this Oktoberfest year in Nevada is out there.
They're hitting the shelves.
They're out there.
I don't know if it's early or if it's just me.
Reggie Yu says he sees
July, August. Yeah.
He's seen pumpkin beers at the
those are floating around already.
The place with all the big things, the big store.
Big things. The Costco?
Yeah. Costco has pumpkin beers already.
Pumpkin beer. Those are leftover from last year.
Yeah, probably. Just rotate them out.
Rotate them out.
I know Fig Tree did that. He's done that quite a few times.
Oh, boy.
Rotate out last year's.
So that means round two of beer festival season is coming.
Oh, yeah. The fall season of festing.
Which October does well festing. Here in the valley because nobody wants to be outside in the middle of the summer. Mm. So September is usually a good time to start having beer festivals again.
Yeah. September is when we come out of our AC going, what's going on?
It's so beautiful. Why don't we come outside more often? Oh, that's right.
Then you're just chasing what's left of daylight.
Wow.
Is that a bad reference?
No, that's the
chasing daylight?
Well, that sounds like a good name. daylight savings time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you're like, then I get off work and it's dark.
That's, Oh, it must be midnight. 5:36. Yeah, it's
5:50. Damn it.
It sucks. Can't get any of my yard work done.
What else? What are we talking about?
I don't know. Oktoberfest season is coming. Oh, yeah. Brace yourselves.
Yeah, brace.
Prepare yourselves for the changing of these seasonal tap handles.
Get your pretzel necklaces put together. You ready?
Hold on, hon. I got to take a bite of this pretzel.
Let's go over to that booth.
I gotta cleanse my palate. Cleansing.
Hey, ladies, want to take a bite of my pretzel necklace?
No, thank you.
It's around my waist. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I'm sure some dude's done that.
Oh, man.
I got a pretzel belt.
It's a belt.
You can have some.
That'd be cute if you didn't have to add 6 strings to get it around your waist.
last year, I only needed 6 pretzels. This year, I need 8. Oh, God. I guess I got to come back.
Come back. Where are them light lagers at?
Where are them light lagers? I was promised light lagers.
All I've been drinking is Natterdays.
I'm drinking Ultras and Natterdays, bro.
I heard that was quite the topic last week.
Mm-hmm. Natterday. I saw that sales chart that was floating around this week, and it was just all, the top, I don't know if it was top 30 maybe of beer sales in the country. And of course, there was no craft beer in there.
Of course.
And almost all of them were down. There's only like 3 or 4 that actually were up, and one was Michelob Ultra.
We're beginning the race season.
One was Natty Light.
Wow.
So it's like almost all beer sales are down.
Summer Bods.
Yeah.
Thanks, Hard Seltzer.
Thank you, Hard Seltzer, for killing everything. The behemoth that is Hard Seltzer now. They're just taking more and more.
Double seltzers.
We'll just ride this trend out and wait for hard seltzers to
hit the fallout shelter and wait for it to blow.
Yep. Everybody down to fallout shelter. Hard seltzers have taken over. Here it comes. You can come here. I've got blinies down here.
I saw a photo today. Smirnoff made it on draft.
Oh. Wow.
Finally, it's a long dream of Smirnoff.
You know what the sad thing about that is they won't turn down the carb
on that.
It'll be extra carbed like, hard woo! Seltzer.
It's a raspberry rose hard seltzer.
Oh.
Made by Smirnoff Seltzer.
Oh. Smirnoff Seltzer.
So, not ice.
So it's official.
Okay.
Smirnoff's jumping into that tap game.
Wow. Sam Adams is
chasing
scared.
Handles.
Angry Orchard hard seltzer.
By the way, I on the Fresno, talking about Pliny's and stuff, and I had two people. One dude was, I was talking about how Gold's going to have Pliny, 12 o'clock. And somebody immediately, I don't know if he's a listener or not. But somebody immediately replied back, they need more ciders.
Oh, wow.
I was like, whoa.
That's what they need.
More ciders.
Let me interject. So I was looking at new businesses that want to open in Fresno.
Uh-huh.
And one of them is called Bad Apple, which focuses on ciders and wine.
Yeah.
They're going to open up. So people rest assured.
There might be a cider and wine bar downtown soon.
Sweet.
Look out.
Sweet.
Oh, Rich Mike.
Wow.
Rich
he's Mike's getting on. In there.
Oh yeah. There's a lot. Our beer supply ebbs and flows. People sending us beer and our own donations. And right now we're in a strong season. We've got a lot of donations in there. So
the market's up, right?
Yeah. We've got a lot to get through. So we really appreciate everyone that gives us beer. Sure. Like a few weeks ago, we were like down to, we were like scraping the barrel in there.
Guess we're drinking the barley wine.
Yep, we started getting into barley wines. I mean, come on. But now we got a new surge of beer, so we got plenty of IPA variants in there. Who knows what's going to come back?
Ooh, he did a double pull.
Oh, double pull.
I pulled two things that are not IPA.
Wow.
Ooh.
So I had a looking out for, and it was mint condition, and same Jeffrey we spoke about made it happen when he was there.
Wow.
He reacquainted himself with our podcast.
He's like, I listen. He's like, when was the last time you listened? 5 years ago.
Yeah. And so he's like, here you go, fucker.
You sure that wasn't Chino Golf Club?
Golf Club. Oh, man. You know I was going to be upset we were drinking this. Mr. Steve and Zach.
Oh, no.
Oh, mint chip bottle. Is his jam.
L.A. Anaheim's Bottle Logic's Mint Condition.
Oh,
Cocoa Nibs, lactose sugar, mint.
Damn.
This is a good palate cleanse from a couple of good IPAs.
That's good. That hits that spot just before being overwhelming with mint.
That is that Junior Mints right there.
That coats both sides of the tongue.
And that side you didn't even know you had.
Yep.
I didn't know I had a back
to the
tongue.
It is like having Junior Mints in the liquid form. Mm. And I love Junior
this
Mints.
This is an okay time to have lactose in a beer.
I feel sorry for the coworkers tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. The farting up.
Sorry, I had a mint stout.
No, I'm
lactose.
It's good, but I'm definitely not in a hurry to just down that beer.
Oh no!
So I think I'm just going to go back to it every once in a while.
Yeah, let it open up. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's good beer. I think Steven Erzak probably should make a. I feel like you could make a Chocotasso variant with that.
Yes.
Make a mint.
Holy shit, that'd be sweet.
Yeah. Make a mint Chocotasso variant. Just coming up with ideas here.
Spitballing.
That's good this beer. Again? Good job, Bottle Logic.
Mint condition.
Ooh, get it.
What, Nick, was there more things you want to discuss culturally?
For me. All right,
Matt, do you have some culture you'd like to discuss?
this is going to need some audience participation.
All right, we're ready.
Clap on the 1 and 4.
What has an Anheuser-Busch done in 2 years?
Oh, boy.
Bought a brewery.
Correct. Bought a brewery.
That's been a while. That's been that long since they did a buyout.
They bought Wicked Weed in 2017. And now, as of recently, they just purchased Platform. Beer company.
Or our Cleveland listeners.
Ohio Craft Brewery.
Ohio Platform. Listeners. We've had a Platform on here before. It's been some time. I can't remember what it was, but.
Yeah, they went from 6,500 barrels to 20,000 barrels in just, I think it was only like 4 or 5 years. And AB snatched them up.
AB's story. Like, oh, that sounds like something we're into.
And so typical story, you know, they're going to have better access to resources and stuff like that. And the owner or the CEO was very crucial with, I must be able to stay on doing the day to day. So there's not a big hiccup in our future and stuff like that.
Blah, blah, blah. Well, I mean, for us, it means nothing because we don't get Platform, not used to it. Like I said, I think we've had one before, but our Ohio rep, Bradley S. at BHMF 109. I'd like to hear what Bradley thinks about that. But sucks for all the Platform fans now.
They had such a cool logo. It was a light bulb with a little...
I wonder if I've seen that before.
Yeah, but see...
It looks like the Bottle Logic light bulb.
They have a...
Instead
of a beer bottle, they had a little grain as the filament. Little piece of grain.
Mm-hmm. Likeness.
Yeah. And so then...
So sad.
If you worked for a if you ever worked for Pyramid, you are about to see a settlement.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, I used to work for Pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
No, drinking there doesn't constitute as working.
Okay. Around 300 current and former workers of Seattle's Pyramid Ale House will split a $450,000 settlement for unpaid wages, according to Seattle Times. So,
this is going to be like that Equifax thing where like everybody's getting in on it and you end up getting a dollar.
Yeah. We're sorry for sharing your information. Yeah.
Some workers will see nearly $10,000. So it for some people, it's pretty steep, but they said that basically time cards got trimmed so people didn't see overtime or punches went missing or however shady.
I don't know what happened to them.
So, unnecessary rounding, but yeah, so.
Always round down you do there.
So, good for those people. If they, you know, they noticed it, they reported it, and it happened to quite a few people. It wasn't just one guy. Yeah. So
it's just me.
Friends of the show, Drake's Brewing, they...
Sup, Drake's?
They debuted a new beer called Sizzle Fizz.
Keep bringing it to Oakland.
It is a double brute IPA, which I think this might be the second one we've heard about being a double brute.
This might be the second.
What year is it?
Brute IPA that made this year.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but we did comment on the brute style is better when it's doubled.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So it's, They're bottling it.
All right.
Sizzle Fizz.
We'll look out for that. Maybe in a couple of weeks, we'll look out for maybe somebody will bring it to us in a couple of weeks.
What?
Ooh. Sizzle Fizz is a double brewed IPA made with blood orange.
Okay.
All right.
So it's kind
I
of
might
like.
Get into this.
It's kind
I
of.
I might fuck with that.
It's a.
Would
it's,
you know?
It's their version of a mimosa. And a,
okay.
Because it's dry like a champagne.
Oh, now I'm getting out.
Dry like our humor.
I'm stepping back. I'm Homer going back into the bush.
Reemerging as a hazy fan.
Yeah.
So there you go. Maybe the ladies and the wives will like it.
You mean Nick?
Yep. I like lady beers. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm still drinking on the table my 13% stouts.
You can hang out. Like,
And if you need more news than that, go find it.
I need more news than that.
Drake's
perfect port song giving me all the news.
Drake's is hitting Georgia. Like, speaking of,
oh, Georgia, yeah. What the hell?
Yeah,
it's odd.
Georgia Lynn,
that's odd.
Sure,
why are they going her to too? Georgia?
I don't know.
Georgia, why are you going there? Well, so maybe we'll away. Ask them
so far away.
Soon. Maybe something will happen where we'll ask them.
I need something to balance out this stout. It's boy, is it filling?
It's filling.
So, I missed last week. Spoiler alert.
Boo.
Spoiler alert.
Boo. And loser at work getting paid.
You guys talked
what
about
a loser.
Labels. I would have bought this beer for the label.
Yeah, this is another donation from Gumby. It's man. Another one of the Urban Roots that he donated. Goodness. It's very 8-bit. Cool. It's 3D. It's sorry, called the Easy Peasy. It's a dry hop Pilsner. Dry hop Pilsner.
It's a dry hop Pilsner.
Mmm. That's nice.
Oh, this sounds like a brewer beer.
You're not a brewer?
No.
Okay. You're a smasher.
Oh, it's so beer. Crisp. It's light. Mm-hmm. Num, 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 num. Pairs well with their barbecue.
One,
I'm sure.
Two, three-zy.
Wow. One, yeah, easy, Urban Roots easy, is a barbecue one, two, joint.
All right.
Urban Roots, man. Are they have the shit.
Are they a pulled pork house or are they Urban a smoked Roots. Tri-tip house?
Yes.
Oh, well, okay.
It's like a...
They're trying to do what Beachwood did in Long Beach.
Oh.
But in Sacramento.
Never have their beer on hand.
So you walk in. You immediately turn left. And it's a line that you get into. And you get up to the counter and you order what you want to
I'm
eat.
I'm here for the line.
You order what right you there, want sorry. To eat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At the register, that's when you could then order your beers. So you pay for your food. You pick it up. You also order what beers you want, and you pick those up from the bar right next to it. And so it's that kind of style. But yeah, you're just like, I want the meat plates. I want the meat, side of meat.
You're in meat plates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you get your sides. And
so it's like Chipotle, but every tray has meat in it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Chipotle barbecue. Yep. But better.
But better.
Oh, okay.
And
good, I want
and
to go to Urban Roots someday.
Oh, it's so nice.
So nice.
And they make good beer.
This is a good beer for this style. Good job.
I feel like that was a little bit of a jab.
Well, you know what? All these hoppy pilsners are fine. Good summer beers. They're not bad. But I don't think that people that make hoppy pilsners realize that you could make an IPA instead. Could just do what you're doing, but not use pilsner malts. Like that. That's probably better thing to do, but it's fine.
It's your choice.
It's like, it to me, hoppy pill. I'm just sorting this out in my mind right now.
Okay. What
hoppy pilsners are the vegetarian, what a vegetarian burger is to real burgers. Hoppy pilsners are to IPAs.
Same process, same amount of time.
Yeah.
Same preparation.
And so it's like, you know, if you're a vegetarian, you have a good vegetarian burger. You're like, whoa, this is great. It's like, yeah, okay, this is fine. Mm-hmm. But you realize it would, and that's great that you're having a vegetarian burger. But if you're having you realize it would be much better to have a real burger, right? Okay, I'm not, you know, if, let's forget about the animal issue, just the pure taste of it. It would be better to have a regular burger, right? Yeah, but this vegetarian burger is still good. That's what it's like with the hoppy pilsners. They're like, this is a great hoppy pilsner, but if you made it into an IPA, it'd be better.
So what you're saying is you can eat the grass that's growing, or you could let the cow eat the grass that's growing and then eat the cow.
Right.
So in essence, you're still eating the grass.
Yeah. I don't know. Yes.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with
so
it.
So beef is a salad then.
Yes. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying, like, if you're going to, like, you're making a pilsner, just make a pilsner.
Oh.
And then you're trying to hop, and I'm like, I'm trying to make it an IPA. Well, just make it an IPA.
Just make an IPA. Okay, now I see where you're going.
This is where I'm trying to get to.
This is where you get.
Is a hoppy pilsner better than a regular pilsner? Hell yeah, it is. But is it better than an IPA? No, it's not. Oh, I sense there's some
dump buckets.
I sense he's all, I'm going to have to dump over here. Matt's doing things.
He's going to dump over here?
Let's hope not. So we did get a new review. We like iTunes reviews or reviews in whatever podcast app you listen to. Although I've never seen reviews on any other app other than the Apple Podcasts app. So this one's from Captain Wiffle. Captain Wiffle, man.
Whoa. Nice.
Bringing it. I have been listening to these guys since January 2018 when I discovered them with a simple search for beer and podcast. Once I listened,
that's actually helpful.
Yeah.
He actually told how
yeah,
he
found I know. It. I did like hearing that. Once I listened to an episode, I decided to start with episode zero and listen to their entire backlog of shows. Fast forward a year and a half later, and I'm still listening to their backlog and almost caught up to where I started. I've since become a regular part of the show by updating with historic moments as I come across them. Mikey, Matt, and Nick are very knowledgeable and entertaining to listen to while at work, gym, drinking, etc. They will even become your friends on Untapped, because Untapped's amazing. Highly recommended. As far as I'm concerned, this is the only beer podcast you need to listen to. Keep up the good work, guys.
So, guard dog, get him.
Attack.
So thanks for that review, Captain Will. I'm 5 stars, by the way, of course.
Oh, 5 stars.
And there's anybody that wants to, you know, join in, they're going to get read out. Unless you say in the comment, like, don't read this. I'm just doing this review.
But put that first.
Don't read this on the show.
Put that first, please, because otherwise we'll read it. And then
yep.
Also read the part where you don't want us to read that.
So thanks, Captain Whiffle, for that. And that's enough culture. And we have a special guest has come to the studio now.
Wow.
We're going to, well,
I think if we can sort that out, we can
just make yourself a little bit taller.
there you go.
There we go.
And let's see.
Hello. Please talk in the mic. There's headphones there if you would like. There are headphones.
Yeah. If you want your ears to sweat, feel free.
That way you could hear yourself.
Oh, this is nice.
Yeah. Hey. That's Matt Vaughn.
Hey, guys.
Special guest appearance.
Great. Now we have to specify which Matt we're talking
about. Yeah. One of the 20 Matts revolve around the show. We have the most Matts.
Of any podcast.
Any podcast out there. The perfect pour, most Matts.
Highest Matt ratio.
Yep. Highest Matt ratio to podcast listeners.
Yeah.
That deserves some kind of award, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. or what's the opposite of
Forder? Demerit? Forder Brewing award winning Matt Vaught.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I thought he was just an award winning Matt.
Award winning Matt. We're the highest awards of the Matts. We got 2 award winning Matts here on the show. So thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for inviting me and having me over.
Yeah.
It was
sorry, we drank
on his way home.
Yeah. Post work beers.
Wow.
Give us a quick taproom update. Do we have any update for Florida Brewing at all?
Not at
that
the
we can
moment.
Reveal.
Not at the moment. We can't reveal anything for sure.
All right.
But it's still in the works. It's just one of those long processes.
You haven't given up yet. You're still.
Still have investors. We're still in the works, but it'll come eventually.
Actively seeking.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Always actively seeking.
Louie likes a good investment opportunity.
There's some rumors that there's a couple dudes going to open up behind Chili's in West Shaw. That's what I hear.
Not be from here.
That's a buzz going around town.
All right. What about behind Flingers?
Behind Tchotchkes
is way better.
Tchotchkes. You want to be behind Tchotchkes.
That's where you get your coffee in the morning.
All right. Well, that's enough of that, guys.
That's too local.
Whoa. Super local. That is
wow.
Tangent City right there.
Although, if I had to open up a brewery. Under the overpass on Ashland and Golden State seems like an opportune spot.
Yeah, that's a real, real good spot.
That's a great spot to be a brewer.
Yeah, Real easy to get to.
Right next to the place where they make the gas tanks.
Real
right,
nice.
Yeah, there you go. Free tanks.
Real nice. Get that real lovely, cheap. Lovely sound of all the Union Pacific trains coming through.
Yeah. Authentic smells of industry.
Industry smells and all that. How's it going, guys? Going good?
Good.
Does Matt have a beer?
That's good. It's very good. It's the Bottlelogic Imperial Stout. With the mint
and
the nibs.
It has opened up very well.
Mm-hmm. Will you call me tonight?
Leave me a voicemail. Beep, beep, beep. Blah, 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 blah. Will you talk about beer and tell I will. I'll driving. Do that. I'll fuck with that.
Every time I go back to that Pilsner, I'm just in love.
Oh, you mean that Pilsner wants to be an IPA, but it's not an IPA?
It's so bright and hoppy.
It's so bright, guys. Come
it's
on.
It's got to wear shades. What's going on here?
Yeah. It wears its sunglasses at night.
We encourage the listeners of the show to be on the show, to get their voice on the show, and we give you two ways to do that. You can email us. You can record something on your phone and email it to us. PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com. Record a 3-minute version of a podcast on your phone or just record something. Ask us a question, whatever, man. Send it to us, email it to us, or you can call our voicemail line of the Dorktown Network.
I have a challenge.
Okay.
The first person, hopefully the last person that records their voicemail on cassette tape and sends it to us, we will send them a Pliny. Oh. We will send them a Pliny.
Ooh, that is a challenge. You get a Pliny bottle if you record on a cassette. And we will play it on the show. Yes. We have that capability here in the studio. Do. And you will get a Pliny bottle. Good luck.
I like how nobody said it was a
Pliny bottle.
Hope
you have some TDX. What is it? TDX tapes, whatever.
Oh, man. That was like the off-brand.
Yeah.
Some listeners are going antiquing this weekend.
I got some unwrapped tapes somewhere if you need them. Let me know. You can also call us 559-492-0542. Leave us a voicemail, and let's get to the first voicemail. Who's it going to be?
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
I think this is for the Dorktown.
Maybe.
Sounds like my cat.
Nah, that's for Flowing with Famous. That was definitely a Flowing with Famous call right there. No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt. Thanks for that, guys. Good call.
Sorry, that was my cat call.
Hey, guys.
Is that what happens when you have three Plinys in a row?
Yep. Live from the second annual Grand Get It of the Florida. Yeah.
Yeah, Grand Get It. Second annual Grand Get It.
I have Happy Libation, Florida Steve, and Smith, Florida Steve. Don't forget about Hoppy Hug, Al Green.
Mm-hmm.
Moment of silence for Al Green.
What happened?
Why?
All right, we're good with that. Anyway, back to the point.
He's not there.
We're here, and there's only one thing left to do at this hour of the night. What time is it? Whalerts! Whalerts!
Whalerts! Whalerts!
Whalerts! See? It's inevitable. Whatever time we do it, we do it. But you know what, guys? Apparently, I am fucked up because I started blending. Can't see the air
blending,
code, but I just blended some sort of barrel-aged stout with some sort of sour beer. I don't know what it is. Fuck it. It was delicious. And with that said, all I'm going to say is, Nick, I've been waiting for a perfect dram episode.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have a nip bottle with you, but let me know. And then we'll do a perfect gram episode. With that said, there's only one thing left to do. Keep up the good work, guys. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Oh, what a grand get. Those Florida reps. Those Florida reps know how to party.
Man.
Don't say they don't, because they do. Obviously.
Ain't no party like a Florida reps party.
There it is. Grand get it at Willard's.
If feel like we're still
the Lillard's like not
hey guys, it's Poppy Libations, and I am currently at the coolest place to ever be to drink beer. yeah, that's Lumber. He's drunk.
What? Lumber?
Lumber is definitely
no,
drunk.
He sounds fine.
Yeah.
What did he say? Nightshade?
Some Nightshade! 5 hours now. This is hour number five.
Oh, shit.
Five hours? Holy, what? He's still standing? Yeah,
they so probably didn't do beer and hour method.
This room is Florida Steve, the wonderful
are you keeping a glass of water constant?
To the podcast, but they're enthused enough to be here. Poor Al Green. I know that Lumber said that Al Green was not with us anymore. Al Green had to depart and make sure.
So he's alive, just not there.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Yep, that's Lumber.
Is that the end of his voicemail?
He's doing it, doing it in the background, his own voice.
And I think we're approaching the last beer on our rotation. We've had some Alchemist.
Wow.
We've had some Frost Brewers. We've had some Juice Out. We've had some. I'm trying to think of more things. Main Beer Company. We've had some Jay Wakefield. And we've had some other shit that you will find out
other shit.
Because I will post to the forum.
Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah.
Lumber's getting
shout
in
out to XL Perro. We haven't called in since we were up in Buffalo, but dude, XL Perro is the bomb. We had so much fun.
Right.
And Lumber is still talking.
You let Lumber do his thing. You let Lumber be Lumber.
At the very last point of our wonderful Willard's second annual Grand Get It, we have to say, keep...
I think...
I want to be there.
Because it seemed like this year, all of a sudden, it was just happening. There was no pre-word of it, unless maybe I wasn't paying attention to prior voicemails. But like, there needs to be more. Let's get this organized for year three, guys, and like, let's get the date and the time. So if there's other listeners in the Florida area,
do you wanna, like, want to put a poster up in the studio or something?
Yeah, we'll make a flyer in the studio.
Ooh, that'd be sweet.
Poster,
yeah, and, like a band poster.
Yeah.
Florida Grand Get It.
Can we have it on 805 next year?
Sure.
All right.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention 805.
Oh, how did you forget?
I had to drink one. I got one of those tall boys
Bin Cup.
And never mind. Yeah, save it for Bin Cup. You're right, Nick.
Hey Matt.
Yes, Matt.
You should, since I already went to the fridge.
Oh.
I implore you to go to the fridge, bottom shelf or center of the top shelf. Mm-hmm. Just at it.
There's not much else either way. You pretty much just pick out what you want, except for that brown. The brown.
Just past the Pliny boxes. Turn right.
It's a lot of Pliny boxes. You guys clear out Fresno?
Yeah, those are all from yesterday.
He just went to the market and
give me all the cases.
These are $10 Plinies.
I'm afraid what you heard me say was give me a lot of Plinies. I said give me all the Plinies that you have.
Oh man, has anybody Swanson'd a place for all their Plinies?
Yeah, I'll bet they have.
How's it going fridge back there?
Guess fridge maker.
Okay. I don't know what I'm grabbing.
He's in.
He's in there. He's definitely in there.
The bottom, like the drawers?
I don't know. That's the bad beer drawer. I don't know if you want to go in the drawer.
Okay. You could if you want.
We're rooting around in your drawers now.
Fridge assistant.
I do see some Plinies here, but I had one of those. And I see a blind pig that didn't have one of those yesterday.
Had it. Well, you can bring it out.
If you bring out a blind pig, we're forced to drink it, so...
Wow.
Look at that. Matches your shirt.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Now, so
you have to open it too.
I was going to give you that. Wow.
I'm so honored.
Wow, that was quick. That was a lightning quick open.
That was an industry open right there.
Yeah. That is a guy that's owned a lot of beers, a lot of days.
We call the dog industry.
You named a dog. You're named after the dog.
Earlier self, I'm not going to drink much tonight. Over the blind pig.
Over the blind pig.
I wasn't expecting going to drink at all tonight.
Middle to right well, to left of the podcast dial is a bottle of blind pig. The only thing that it gets even mentioned after Pliny the Elder, basically.
You know, I must have heard the same goddamn sentence like 20 times last night. Pig's better, but you know.
But you know.
I had to, when I bought this today at the bagger at the market, was all, I've been asking people all day, and I don't know, I still don't know, what's the difference between the Pliny and the blind pig? And I said, well, if you like...
well, he died, and the kid can't see.
I said, well, if you like the blind pig, is it, like he's that. Like, what's with the blind pig? I said, well, if you like a little less... Basically, a blind pig's just like a mellower version of a Pliny.
He's like, octane. Oh.
And that was like the first time somebody explained it to him today.
In kid terms?
He was like, oh, okay.
Did you get your crayons out? What's going on
Gee,
here?
Gee, sir, that's swell. Thanks.
Swell guy. Yeah, he was that Simpsons guy with all the pimples.
With that cracked voice.
Yeah, Gee, the kid.
Swell.
Oh, swell.
Gee,
here's your blind pig, sir. That's what happened.
Still waiting on supplication, though, by the way.
Wow. Oh, yeah. We haven't seen any. We were talking about that earlier. Like, we've only seen four. We're counting only four so far we've mm-hmm. seen. Mm-hmm. Four different Russian
and rivers. The cans for the collab with Carson.
Oh, yeah. We had one of those. Yeah.
You guys had it. I haven't had it.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's I've really heard the buzz.
With some pineapple citrus.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the deal with the two colors?
It's a double-sided can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we had that.
What are the two colors? We're like, maybe one was brewed by Carl Strauss. Right, maybe one was brewed by Russian River. Nope, just it's double-sided.
Oh, maybe they had like right down the middle of the can, they had a divider.
Ooh.
One side's Russian River.
You said they were Carl Strauss, right?
Yeah, Carl made the beer.
Carl. Wow. It was that Carl. Came from Carl.
That makes sense.
That Carl.
Called it.
Called
it. Hey, guys. It is Mike Montoya. Just can't win.
Just can't win.
Just can't win.
Check
up on you guys.
Oh, say thanks.
What's up?
He's concerned about our plant intake.
Yeah, my Seattle trip was pretty
You guys are drinking
ass.
Too much wine.
I drank a lot of beer. I was there for like 4 days. I think I clocked in like 36 different beers on that for that weekend. So can't be mad about that.
That's a good trip.
Funny enough, my favorite spot out of all of them was not a brewery. It was a like a tap room. It was a pizzeria called The Masonry. Their tap list was amazing, and they had a... like a guest tap takeover type thing from The Veil. So I was able to try a lot of those beers, which I had never had them before, and that brewery is badass. And then their bottle selection was insane, and I popped a nice monkish bottle. So I was very, very excited about that. And thank you to everyone that gave me recommendations. That was greatly appreciated. Also, I am getting ready to take the next step in my beer nerdness. And I'm graduating to a beer dad. My wife and I have announced that we will be having a child.
Whoa.
Congrats.
February.
Cheers.
I'll be a baby in one hand and a beer in the other. And I'm pretty damn excited about it.
Wow.
You and your wife did a collab, and you're making a collab.
It's fermenting right now.
It's fermenting.
I know that some of you guys and...
Honey, let's make a collab.
Some of the listeners
you mean a baby?
Kids,
yeah, a collab.
And talk about it. But babies and breweries, or kids and breweries, it's been discussed on the show before, but I don't know if there's a, you know, been like a definitive answer on it. I've never been a fan of it, you know. No,
ooh,
just anyone that,
you're
going
to change your mind now, bro.
Wow.
And I'm sure that once I have this kid, I will understand the necessity.
Listen here, kid, you're not going to stop me.
Not just being able to
hey, shut up, kid.
Break off for Try a beer every now and then. And so, anyway, I'm just curious, like, what's everyone's take on it? And one more thing, baby beer merch.
Yep.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. It's
a
thing.
I pull the trigger.
We got Tioga onesies.
And
so, yeah, let me hear your thoughts.
And Zach onesies, future beer snack.
All right, guys, keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye.
there's two different kinds of parents that I see come in. There's parents that come in that think we're a daycare, so the kids are like...
Oh, they'll take care of a kid. They can drink.
They're like ripping the Connect Four set in half.
They're like, yeah, they're fine.
Yeah, and you're like, can you like control your kid?
At all?
And there's the other guy that, a friend, Jim, he picks up a keg every couple of weeks from us. His two kids, they come in, they sit down, they drink the root beer, play on their iPads. Won't even know they're there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's perfect. I was like, they go to the
How'd you train them?
Every couple of weeks, they show up, they mind their own, they get the root beer, and they take off. And I'm like, yes, that's exceptional way for kids to grow up in breweries. Yeah. I've heard it happening. It does. I see it happen. So just, that's just how it is. Yeah. If you're just going there to zone them out because they're little assholes, that's probably your own problem.
Yeah.
And probably don't get drunk with your kids at a brewery.
Ooh.
Wow.
Because sometimes you do see that.
Yeah. It's very disturbing. Gonna say, I'll bet that happens. Yeah. And then you're like, one of them, and then you see one of them get in a car, you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, this is the bad, the dark side.
Don't put anyone in that position.
Yeah.
Be a responsible parent.
I think kids and breweries are like kids anywhere that, if you've got good, conscientious parents, then it's going to be fine because like I'm a helicopter parent. I'll admit we only have one child, so it's pretty easy. It's a lot easier to monitor. And, I'm pretty always aware of like what she's doing. If she's getting in anyone's business, which she rarely is, but, so I'm that kind of parent where I'm always like worried. Like if she sneezes, I'm like, sorry, everyone. Sorry. She's been sneezing lately. I'm sorry, guys. So, honey,
just,
I did
just allergies. She's not sick.
We need to go, honey. We need to go. But there are definitely parents that just like Matt says, just like, whoop, there you go. They've got a giant Connect Four. So
have at it.
We'll see you in a couple hours, kids.
Yeah.
You'll be fine, right?
Mommy needs a drink.
Yeah.
So we were at Zach's Brewing, celebrating the brother's wife's, recent, accomplishment in school.
High school graduation.
High school graduation.
Just kidding.
And our nephew from our stepsister, he was playing chess with other people. And
yes. Random people.
Bring it.
If he needs someone to challenge,
I'll come at him.
I believe they only made two corrections. He was holding his own.
Okay.
He's
four.
Yeah. Oh, he's don't worry. No mercy. I don't show mercy.
I thought you were talking about a 12-year-old.
Neither does he.
Yeah.
That, no mercy.
The chess pieces were as tall as him.
Is this Zach's?
Yeah, Zach. Yeah,
he would hug it to move it.
Zach's room has a human-sized chess.
He saw them playing chess. He patiently sat in a chair until the game was done.
Did he put two quarters on the screen so that he's next?
I got next.
And then literally it was 2-on-1. There was two people playing against him, and there was one of them that was kind of like halfway coaching, like just giving a little nod every once in a while. I was like, that's cool.
That is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like Matt's got a challenge over there.
But I was like,
you're on.
Yeah. But yeah, if you could get to that level with your kids, you're good. Yeah. Good in my book.
If they're moving chess pieces at four.
Kids and breweries are fine as long as you have responsible parents. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
But you have irresponsible parents and kids and breweries suck. So I'm
seems so simple.
Yeah. There we go. It's that simple, right, guys? I mean, I'm sure Mike is going to be responsible. So so just have fun, Mike.
Hey guys, Tony Bags here.
Tony Bags.
Driving home from work and listen to the radio, and it's going to be about that time. Fantasy football season.
Yes.
Want to know who's back in it this year?
Sports and, ball.
Can get that up and running probably this weekend.
Where's that?
If you guys want to reach out and join the Fantasy Football League, hit me up on the forum. If you're not a member of the forum, hit me up on Instagram, Tony Bags, TonyBagz. And, going to be a good time. I hope everyone's doing well.
And Matt, good to see you this weekend, and keep up the good work, guys. It's
fantastic to see you, sir.
Wait, which Matt?
Which Matt is he talking about?
We don't know. I mean,
damn it.
Could Tacoma? Tacoma? Matt? Tacoma, Matt?
So I was at Mike Oz's birthday party, and I get a text from Bags randomly, and he was just like, "You at work?" And I was like, "No, I'm all come over to the stadium." And he's like, "Oh, I'm not in the mood for a baseball game." And I was like, "No, not baseball. Just come to the stadium." And he couldn't grasp the concept. He's like, "It's a birthday party.
Mike
no
Oz
baseball game
has his own baseball stadium for his birthday."
What?
Yep.
Son of a.
That's if you're Mike Oz, you get to do that.
I guess
follow Mike Oz on the social media
card.
Yahoo writer.
Tony Bags.
It was for his birthday.
For that fantasy football league.
All right. Ooh. So there you go. You heard it. Tony Bags.
You got number one right there.
If you're a listener of the Perfect Pour, you want to get in on that fantasy football league, Tony Bags just told you. Message him. Yeah. Get in there. I'm trying to rein in all my fantasy football leagues because I think I have seven last year. Wow. Fontana Jim was doing like a money league somewhere on the side. And I was like, dude, I can't, I'm like trying to get rid of some leagues right now, bro. I can't add more leagues. But this Perfect Pour one, I'm all about because there's no money involved. There's just somebody has a buy. The winner gets, everyone has to send the winner a beer. And I think it's been 2 years now. I haven't sent anyone any beer.
Perfect.
And I've lost.
That's why you like it.
I've lost hard.
Those are the time fantasy football leagues where week three, they've already got people not.
People are like, I'm done.
Yeah. They're post draft and they're like, ah, fuck.
No, yeah. I got a shit draft. Fuck this league. But yeah, I owe two people beers. So I don't know who anymore.
Well, good. Now you can send them plenty.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Let me know. The last two winners, Tony Bags, let me know so then I know who I owe. I mean, I'm not necessarily going to send them, but at least I know.
You're on the list.
No.
Put it on the whiteboard.
Yeah. Like, oh, I owe this guy.
In your memory somewhere.
One of the guys, I owe him. And so that's all our call on the voicemail line, the 559-492-0542. Let's get it to some of the emailers as we're just enjoying all our high-level awesome beers we've got here. And Matt's, I don't know, Matt's.
Somebody's playing footsie with me.
Wow. Hey.
Wow. Nice. The Matts are having fun.
Louis, are you doing that?
He's a what? I'm being good.
I didn't do it.
What are the Perfect Pour? Should you be here? Guess what I'm doing? I'm drinking.
Yeah. Homes.
I'm chilling here at the LA.
This is a clubbing.
I had the opportunity, not opportunity, Holmes, I had the luck. Holmes, I won. I won two VIP passes to Brew at the Zoo in LA.
Wow.
Through hoppedla.com, hoppedla on Twitter, hoppedla on Instagram. I was a contestant winner. I got two VIP passes, brought one of my homeboys with me. Drank, let me see, what did I drink? Firestone Walker, had some Belching Beaver, McLeod, San Fernando Brewery, Iron Fist, Holmes. So many beers, more than 40 breweries, Holmes. I'm a little buzzed. Been drinking out of these little 5 ounce glasses, which is pretty cool. VIP passes gave me an hour in before the crowd. Also, two restaurants.
It's VIP.
I enjoyed a nice Angus burger, custom made by yours truly, Chew Your Beer. All it had was bacon, barbecue sauce, onions, and lettuce, Holmes. I had to get down met Jennifer and Alistair of McLeod. They were here. They were happy to see me. It was hilarious, Holmes. Took some pictures with them, had some brews with them. And right now, I'm chilling by the Firestone Walker and sipping on some Lupanic number 13, Holmes. And guess what? Chew Your Beer won a Firestone hat, Holmes. So I'm coming home with swag, a lot of swag, eh? So just want to shout out Hop LA for the tickets. It was an amazing day having a little get it with my homie. And that's it, Holmes. Chew Your Beer calling you from the LA Zoo. And the fucking elephants were taking big dumps, Holmes. That was hilarious. Orlis, Chew Your Beer, you have to watch him. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. That's what Chew's taking from this the zoo visit. Elephants, hey, have you seen those elephants? They take huge dumps.
That's what they do.
That was great, Chew. I think we have one of those at our zoo, like a, I don't know if it's...
Elephant dumps?
Yeah, we have... our elephants take huge dumps, too. but LA, no, but there's a, isn't there a night where there's a beer... There's Isn't mm-hmm. there a beer night mm-hmm. at the zoo? Mm-hmm.
There is.
I've never been to it. I like the zoo. I like beer. Why haven't I not been?
I don't know what it's called, but yeah, there we do. There is a beer night.
Damn it. I gotta go.
Is it in the fall or the spring?
I don't know.
We're looking out for it.
See, Fresno, two beer seasons.
I always tell people the same thing. If it's outside the gates, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm like, things happen outside the gates? I don't know.
What's up, guys? This is Florida Steve.
Hi, Florida
Steve. I think I know what this is about.
I'm coming.
So now we're hearing two voicemails in this one. Yeah!
If you guys have not
Lumber Jose's drunk in this one too.
Clues what that the hell? We have dropped over the last 3 weeks. Well,
we're in Largo.
Shame on you for not catching on. We are at the second annual Get It.
Grand Get It.
Of the Florida reps, but sadly, we are missing a rep. A moment of silence for D-Lang.
Florida, we already went through this.
All right,
D-Lang? Oh, that's new.
But we're having a lot of fun here at Willard's. Oh, God. We've already had Fulton.
Mike,
Bigger,
what are you doing there?
Hedy I don't Topper, know, dude. I don't know how I got there. I don't remember.
And
I think Fresno flies to Atlanta now.
Actually, Hobby Hubs is enjoying a pineapple pizza right now.
Ooh, good job.
But
nah, it's
more
terrible.
To come, guys.
Pineapple belongs on pizza.
We will
Absolutely.
Definitely no. be back. No. I am the first of four planned voicemails. So
four planned voicemails?
Four planned voicemails.
Can we have two voicemails a person?
That is the official rule.
Yeah, that's a lot of Willard's voicemails.
They're technicality-ing us.
Two voicemails for location.
We're going to have to make an amendment.
What's the closest?
Who's going to butt dial first?
If you guys aren't talking over us by now.
Always, bro. Always.
Make a cooler call.
Ooh, I like a cooler.
But anyway, guys.
Is that where you're in the walk-in cooler?
Keep up the good work. Guys. And bye.
Man, we are getting all the angles from that Grand Get It.
Yes.
Every angle
there
covered.
Two consecutive voicemails happening inside each voicemail. Oh,
my goodness. Hey, Show Nelson.
New beer entering the show. Oh, man, it's quieting. It's quieting in the room.
We're eating.
Shh. Don't be quiet.
I'm stealing the
passing
aroma.
Around from middle to right to left.
Oh,
your
my
podcast
God.
Style.
It's my aroma. You can't have
oh man, so much excitement! I'm excited now.
It's like the same joy.
This is like this is the most haze I will accept.
Judges, it's slightly hazy.
So this is like from Moxa, the Sacramento area guys, aren't
Agreed.
They? Moxa?
Yeah, Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. ISO Nelson. In search of?
Oh, no. Looking out
Nelson?
For.
Nelson? Looking out for Nelson. It's a hazy double.
Man.
It doesn't look that hazy to me. I mean,
looking it out doesn't for Nelson. Quite taste that double.
Looking out for Nelson.
Ooh. Yeah.
Pro brewer over there, what's your what's
That's
your notes?
Some good things.
You can tell it's double just by the bitterness kind of lingering at Ooh, the end.
Bitter. Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Some boil hops, man.
Wow, that's good.
That's
how did we get this? How's this happening?
Remember the note.
Oh, this that's from Wazoo Corvette.
Mm-hmm.
Then
I got had a knock on my office door because it has a.
I'm at lunch.
At lunch, Matt's always at lunch,
and so I rush out, and they're like. This guy just came by and he left you beer.
He left
and
you
so
beer.
And so I run out to the front
and
room.
And he did not want to talk to you at all.
And
he specifically said, do not give this to him while I'm still here. Wait 10 minutes. Since, wait till you see me walk away. Wait another 10 minutes and then give it to him.
So unfortunately, it was just a drop and run. Uh-huh. Or maybe they were there for a few minutes, but I missed them, unfortunately.
Wow. When you no Thank longer you. See the Corvette taillights.
Do you think Wazoo Corvette actually has a Corvette?
I think so.
Have we seen his social media where he has a Corvette?
Nope, just speculation.
Is it a C4, C5?
Ooh. Oh, yeah, he's a ZR1 guy.
ZR1
guy?
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. C6.
Mm-hmm. C6, okay. Mm-hmm. I like a good C6.
Yeah, car guy talk. Yeah.
Does it have underdrive pulleys on it, you think?
The underdrive. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know you knew about the underdrive.
Yeah, you got to have underdrive pulleys.
It's not quite street legal.
It's not quite, okay. Took off the restrictor plate.
Of course, the OPD is the listening feds are in on this.
Feds might be listening.
Yes.
We got some not straight legal Corvette talk on the perfect four. Take it down.
Is it a go?
It's a go. Take it down.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Wazoo. This is freaking nice beer.
If this showed up in my Whole Foods and like Alpine Nelson didn't, I would not be that upset.
What? Whoa. I agree with what you're saying for a second.
I agree. I love
Alpine
Take
Nelson.
A step back.
And we had it for a second and it's gone. Wow. But if this showed up.
He gone.
Where are we?
We're all over the place.
Can we just get a pale ale, Nelson?
Ooh. Really?
Nelson Pale?
Nelson Pale.
I don't know, Ford or Brewing, can we?
Yeah. Can we?
Oh, trust me. Whenever I get open, it's going to be pales.
Pale City.
Oh, so you don't like money, apparently.
Pale City.
You're goddamn right. I don't like money.
You're goddamn right.
Ford or Brewing. No, we don't like money.
Zach's does have a Nelson single double IPA. It's
on the verge.
It's on
double.
The cusp. Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, it is kind of.
But I want to be poolside and drink a nice pale.
Oh,
I agree with this.
Yeah. What about a Nelson dry hop lager?
Good sense.
Ooh.
Wait a minute.
I'm liking these ideas,
Mikey. Avert your ears.
or how about just a Nelson pale, Matt? Why do you have to get a lager involved?
Lagers are dry, crisp, and easy drinking by the pool.
No. Just leave it alone.
Why you got to bring lager into it?
Yeah. Why you got to bring lager into this? Just leave it alone. It's a Nelson pale, okay? Pale. Stop. Try distract him. Keep him focused.
So can we have that
we're,
now?
We're talking about it now.
Now I'm very confused. I want to do
See?
Both.
See?
What if I do both?
Tank space.
What if I do both and I blind taste Mikey? Yeah. What if he likes Pilsner?
No. Good luck, bro. Good luck.
That would be the true test, though.
Right?
If you could trick the Mikey.
Blind? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. I'm looking forward to this.
I'm just going to Nelson the shit out of it. See? That's all you can take.
See how much this guy can take.
Everyone's all, like 4 pounds per barrel. Yeah. Nah, bro. Guys, like 15.
Some guy's seen you above the wall. You're like, dude, what are you doing? That's too much Nelson. No.
I'm going to Nelson the fuck out of this, bro.
Jumping on the lid of the fermenter to get it closed. There's so many hops in there.
I get like a pint. I just get a pint out.
You're going to have to take some of that Nelson out of there, bro. No, fuck you, bro.
Mikey's the guy that walks up to the tank and puts his ear on the top of it and goes, I hear the yeast. It's top fermenting.
It's top fermenting.
We don't want none of this bottom fermenting.
There's actual breweries that play music.
I've seen that.
To arouse the yeast.
Yeah.
I heard there was
Libertine, I believe, has done that, haven't they?
I think they have.
Tyler done that? Tyler's done that.
I think he did some. It was probably Turkey Buzzards. Mm-hmm. I think somebody has played. I thought somebody did Metallica to something. I don't remember reading that about that.
I've done something to Metallica.
Oh, okay. It's not beer. Sorry.
Backseat of my Mustang.
They have their whiskey, but apparently while the whiskey was aging in barrels, their blackened whiskey, they played Metallica loudly to help it absorb.
Stir it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
It's like different. You know, babies, how like women play classical music.
You know, babies and women.
It's basically a baby you're just stirring the yeast because they're live organisms like babies.
Wow.
Yeah. You put the headphones on the... on the tank, you're like...
Science, bitch.
Science, bitch. There's a new beer from Ford Brewing. Science, bitch.
Weird.
It's a pale ale.
Definitely, Nelson. Definitely Nelson Pillow.
What's up, Perfect Pour?
What's going on, guys? We're live.
Oh.
Colin Engineer.
They're at home.
Married and hobby, yeah. Whatever you want.
Wait for the dogs are going to start walking across the floor.
We're having 8:05. We just need to get a grocery store. And, we drank them.
Yeah,
at
it's
the
not
store?
8:05 a.m. or p.m. 8:05
store?
We don't really care.
8:05
store. We just had 8:05 on 8:05 day.
So, we want to say happy birthday, Nick.
What?
Yeah, dude, happy birthday, man. Hope you had a great birthday.
Yeah.
Did you?
Twas good.
And
wow, they're getting all kinds of notifications.
And, we're
getting Willard's notifications.
So if anyone's around,
that Willard's thing comes busting into their voicemail.
Awesome. We're flying in Saturday morning. We're leaving Monday at noon. So either that or some recos. We'll be listening to the Perfect Pour on our flight out there. So we will hear it if you guys have some recos.
Recos. Right. Recos.
Oh, yes, we won't.
We won't.
This will be on that show. Okay. Never mind. I'm dumb. Okay. I don't know how time works.
Anyway, we'll be in Seattle. We'll be having fun. We're going to hit up some breweries. Our friends that we're going with aren't really brewery people, but we're going to make them go because that's what we do.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of breweries, we saw some hard seltzer on tap at some craft breweries here. So there's a brewery here called Call to Arms, and it had a hard seltzer on tap that they made.
Yep, and then apparently Upslope Brewing Company is making a hard seltzer, and they're canning it, and they're calling it Snowmelt. But it's just all seltzery stuff.
It's not very good.
I thought it was all right. I mean, I don't know. It's better than wine.
So for those of you who don't know, which I think everyone does, I'm making a Get It calendar. So please post your photos of your Get Its. I have been stealing them off Facebook and making a calendar collage of all of these.
Nice.
If you haven't given me your birthday already and you want your birthday on the calendar, go ahead and message me your birthday and your social media handle if I don't know it, so I can put that on there.
Wow.
And what I'm going to do is it's a website. I'll have a login information that I'll give you guys at the end of the year so you guys can log on and then order your own copy.
Oh,
of course.
Yeah, so that'd be cool.
The problem with the calendar last year was that we tried very hard, but we could not make it accessible to anybody just to order one because they used a different website.
Because we were no help.
If you guys want to go on there and pick one up, you're going to be able to just have like one sent to your house if you want to do that. Plus, we're going to buy a bunch of them and send them out to people as well.
Wow.
Just because that's what we do.
So anyways,
hey, I want to give a shout-out to Don Adams. He reached out to me and said he was coming out to Denver. I didn't get to have a get-it with him, but it looks like he had a lot of fun. Looks like Tap 14 was kind of his jam. Looks like he went to a ball game. He had a River North Haze, one of our favorite beers in the world. So shout-out to Don Adams, man.
Haze.
And cheers to the Floridian reps.
Yeah, grand
get-it. For having another grand get-it. I got your picture, by the way.
Florida Steve, did you have a second shirt in the car, or did you have to wear that one all night?
Oh, man.
That's our question for Florida Steve.
Yeah.
And we want you to keep up the good work, guys.
Bye. Oh, shit. Sorry. The wrong K. Sorry, guys.
Great. Nobody's going to take us seriously now.
Now we're run. We had such momentum. Thanks, Colin and Janine. There's some get it calendar stuff info. Yes. Get with the Married and Hoppy on social media.
I want to be in the calendar.
Earn it.
Earn it. Oh, yeah? You want to be in the calendar? You got to earn it. Give me 20.
Give me 20. Or grand
beers or pints.
We're open.
Yeah. Okay. Any 20 of anything.
$20.
Yeah. Whatever you got, that's 20.
That's all it takes.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Okay. 20 plenties.
20 plenties.
Guys, you hear me?
Yep.
I'm driving.
Scotty B.
So, yeah, I didn't leave a voicemail last week.
Yeah, what happened?
Chief? You know what else I didn't do?
What?
Didn't celebrate 8:05 day.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
I saw a great picture of a great super family that did.
Yeah.
I think you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, man.
They were all drinking an 8:05 bottle.
Oh,
yeah. I'm not going to say who they are. I'm going to let you guess.
Oh, we know.
I know you saw it.
We know.
Well, anyway, that was a great fun picture. Looks like they're having fun. But the reason why I didn't leave a message last week was Not because I didn't record one. In fact, I recorded two.
Oh.
And both of them went over 3 minutes. And oh, I'm like, gosh, man, I have so much to say. And not should have sent out,
would have put it on the tailgate.
I should have pulled the shoe and said, hey, this is just one message. I know it's 3.5 minutes, but I'm not going to send a second one. Okay. But I didn't think of that. I'm not as smart as Chew. I didn't think of that. Anyway, just forget about what I was going to say, because that's going to take way too long. So, I'm going to tell you why I didn't celebrate 805 Day.
Why?
So, last year, I did. I celebrated 805 Day. I got a 12-pack of 805, and I drank the whole thing.
Wow.
All to myself.
That's a bad idea.
I think I may have given my dad one.
Milk was a bad choice.
But I pretty much drank a 12-pack all to myself. And if I never drink 805 again for the rest of my life, that's just fine.
Understandable. Yeah.
I couldn't relate to that.
I made micheladas with it. The works.
The works.
Oh, man, I have no desire to drink 805 ever again. And I'm not saying it's a terrible beer. I generally don't like blondes, but it's just... Ugh.
Brunette guy.
I mean, I feel kind of nauseous just thinking about it, really. But anyway, that's what's happening. That's the scoop. And that's all I got. I'm sure there's something else, but can't think of it. So, keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Gotti B. Understandable.
Yeah.
About 805 Day.
Oh, that's what's understandable. Not that he lost two voicemails. Like,
no, that I would have liked to have heard those. We could have played them on the tailgate, Scotty B.
It's like Mine Haze. Still haven't really been able to drink Mine Haze.
Uh-oh.
Had those last
Friday. But the can is so colorful.
I've drank one or two, can't do it anymore.
Well, we went to Grizzly Fest, and we found out that his wristband and later my wristband meant we got free beer.
Wow.
And so Mine Haze was the crafty thing that they had.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
At the bars.
And it's changed your view on so Mine Haze after that.
We tried our best to make sure that there was none left.
Yeah. We're like, they're not going to want to take any of this home. Yeah. We got to get rid of this for them.
There's no sellbacks, so let's try to clear this out.
Yeah, it's that's the proper thing to do.
The best thing about that story is we went in there going like, oh, we're only going to have one or two beers.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we found out our wristbands gave us all access, it was like, drinking, right?
Yeah, because it was like $12 for like a 24-ounce can of Easy Jack. So
we had to do diligence.
Yeah.
Once we got those wristbands.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just like, whoa.
The responsibility.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I don't want to be responsible with this wristband.
It's made for irresponsibility.
Hey, guys. It's Buck, Core 4 Brewing, Oklahoma City.
Oaktown.
I haven't talked to you guys in a while, so thought I would chime in just for a bit. I'm sitting here at my house drinking and about to go swimming. Because it's 106 fucking degrees.
What's that like?
Like I'm melting.
And that's got it's some ridiculous mugginess there in Oklahoma, too.
What am I drinking,
too?
You say? This is a 9.5% Scotch Ale by Core 4 Brewing.
That's not a pool beer.
So anyways, I'm going to have a couple of these, lay in the swimming pool, cool off a little bit. Kind of wanted to ask you guys a question. I've been listening for, I don't know, a year and a half now. And I'm big into origin stories. So kind of wanted to know your origin story. How did you guys meet? How did you become friends? How did the podcast get started? Give me like a brief history on you guys. I think that would be really cool. Also want to hear from everybody else, like Colin and Janine. Where did you guys meet? What made you guys fall in love?
Deep.
I know you guys have been together for quite some time, so... What caused that? I'd like to hear from everybody else as well.
What caused this?
I guess I'll start real quick with Core 4 Brewing. It all started with me and the guitar player in my band. We're called Mojo Thief, local band here in Oklahoma City.
Look us up
on all your social medias. And he was the home brewer for the last, I don't know, 8 years. And so we kind of built up our scene and the local music crew. And everybody started really talking good about the beers and decided to take it to the next level. So... kind of where we're at, building out now, so hopefully we'll be open later this year. But anyway, that was my question. I want to hear your origin story. Good taproom update. Fill me in. It's good talking to you. Good hearing from you. And keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
Oklahoma. There it is. Kind of knew he was still there, but wasn't sure what to expect.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Cold Four Brewing. I keep following the I'm seeing him on there. I'm like, is that legit or is it just his home brewing project? And so apparently it's going to be that's a taproom update. Ooh. So look for Core Four for the number four.
Number four.
So Origin. I guess we haven't said it in a while. I mean, we've over the years we periodically bring it up, but we hasn't brought it up in a while. So
unless we could pinpoint the podcast.
So
somewhere Nick, around 175.
Nick is a drummer and in a badass Fresno band.
Wow.
Mm.
That I remember it was damn it.
Fuse Fest?
No.
No.
It was before Fuse Fest.
Tokyo.
Well,
no, Gardenside.
No, but there's a Fresno guy that was telling me, I was like, oh, you gotta hear this.
What?
You gotta hear this band, Trumpet Solo.
I don't even think I've heard this story.
Yeah, you gotta hear this band, Trumpet Solo. It's right up your alley. Huh? I was like, really?
Because no, don't tell me what I like.
Because usually when people, because I've done it to people too. Right. Everyone's done it to everyone. Like, oh, you would love this.
Uh-huh.
And you listen to it and you're like, I guess.
Yeah, and then you got to go to them with that disappointed
right.
face.
Right? Yeah, you go to them like, yeah, it's good. I'm like, oh, I thought you loved that. And you're like, well,
okay.
No, but somebody was like, oh, you love this band, Trumpet Soul. I was like, okay. And I went and saw Trumpet Soul at Tokyo Garden because Reed,
it might be from Tokyo Garden.
Wow. Because Reed,
I'm sorry, sir. Do you have the rights to play
the
this?
The guitarist/singer Reed May.
I think it'll be approved.
Was one of the original podcasters of all time. He was an engineer of Flowing with Famous.
Yes.
And I got to know Reed that way. And so the combination of somebody else coming to me and saying, "Oh, you've got to see this band, Trumpet Solo," slash, turns out Reed is the
frontman
for it. I was like, "Oh, all right, I'll go." So I started getting into this Trumpet Solo band right now that you're listening to.
Wow.
And that's Nick playing drums right there. That's some early Trumpet Solo right there.
Yes.
Music break.
Yeah.
That's still me playing the drum beats Reed wrote on the drum machine.
Reed wrote the drum beats?
He wrote the initial drum beats.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Imagine that. That guy could picture a whole song in his head.
Yeah, imagine. So, yeah. So I became like a big... Me and Josh Teehee were like big Trumpet Solo fans. Yeah. We went to every Trumpet Solo song. And then, of course, Matt was always there. So
yeah.
Matt was like at every show. It was just like me, Josh, and Matt, and then other people.
And at least two other people.
Yeah. And so then Mike from Tioga Sequoia, because I was already an established podcaster in town.
Mm, mm.
So Mike from Tioga Sequoia came to me one day. He's like, hey, we're trying to educate Fresno a little bit on beer. Would you want to do a beer podcast? And at the time, there was like two beer podcasts and a craft beer podcast in the whole world. And we're like, and I was like, dude, there's already like two podcasts. Like, how could we?
It's too many.
Yeah, that's like, how could we do another pod? There's like two of them. And he's like, well, think about it. I was like, okay. And then Eureka Burger just opened.
Yes.
And Becky and I were at Eureka Burger, and Nick was out on the patio at Eureka Burger. He was by himself. I think he was waiting for his wife to show up.
Playing his drums.
Yeah, he's just by himself.
Drums, playing drums, rocking out.
And so he's out there, and I was like, hey, Nick, you're that drummer from that band, right? He's like, yeah, I am that drummer from that band.
Oh, yeah, thanks for noticing.
Hey, yeah, hey.
Thanks, kid.
So, but
yeah, here's an autograph.
But I think we'd had a, Nick and I had a conversation about beer before or something. And so I was like, hey, Mike from Tagascoya wants me to do a beer podcast. How do you feel about doing something like that? And Nick was like, yeah, I'll do that. So yeah, there you go.
That's accurate.
That's a start. And then Matt's like, you guys are doing a beer podcast? I'll do a beer podcast. And then there you go. That's how the perfect pour started.
That's accurate.
Yeah, I believe I was just a featured guest.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, guys, this
has
been...
You were busy with other stuff. And we were like...
You guys are like... And then I was like, it's been fun. You're like, no, you keep showing up.
No. You have to show up. And you're like, damn it.
And then it's been 7 years later.
Oh, crap.
Oh, God. This is this guy. Great. Oh, God. Somebody
showboat.
Stop him.
Showboat.
Look at me. I could do drumming.
I'm interesting, too.
I could drum. Yeah, this part was not the drum machine.
Yeah, did he write this too?
Yeah, every note. Note for note.
He was just trying to eat his nachos at the same time. So that was the only thing he could do to eat nachos.
That's right. Flip them into my... I wasn't even paying attention. Was that two guitars still?
Yeah, I believe that was Reed with his baritone. And yeah,
so we started with two guitars. We didn't switch to guitar bass till three quarters of the way through our life.
Classic Reed fashion. He had this Epiphone, and the headstock broke off, and he glued it back. And he was like, well, if I detune it, there won't be so much tension, and maybe it won't snap and kill me. And so he had this baritone guitar, five-string guitar, and that made it happen.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We were trying to.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, he changed it all up. He went through bass heads, regular heads. He had a 15. He had a regular guitar cab. Played an actual bass there for a while.
Yeah, he eventually caved and just picked up the bass.
Yeah, it was all over the place.
He was like, damn it, I'm going to have to play bass, aren't I?
Yeah.
You never knew
Pierce
that.
Pierce is like, dude, I'm a guitarist, bro.
I got this.
I got it.
I can play rhythm and lead at the same time.
Same time, man. Well, there you go. Origin, sorry.
Hey, Perfect Pour. XL in Buffalo.
What's up, XL? Bro.
I had a successful 805 day. I drank no 805.
Thank you.
It's the one Firestone beer that actually doesn't make it
out.
I'm
not mad at that setup.
Beer's everywhere, but it's the one we don't get. Anyways, California Beer Summit, September. I'm going to be there.
Ooh.
Got my ticket, got my flat booked. Going down to San Diego for a few days, then up to the fest on Saturday. So
can't wait to see you.
Watch, boys, don't be punking out on me. I hope you guys show up at some point on Saturday.
Saturday's the day to go.
Let me know. We can have a grand get it and have a little fun. It'll be super, as Scotty B would say. Otherwise, not a lot going on, man. I'm not drinking too much lately. I don't know if that's good or bad.
But it's like summer. It's good beer drinking weather.
Check your dates. Keep up the good work. Guys.
Unsure about the guys part.
Saturday.
He gets us. He really gets us.
So sometimes when Saturday's plays the clips, it plays like the last half second of it. So instead of keep up the good work, it just goes, guys.
Guys,
so
guys.
People mimic that,
and it's only good when it happens naturally and doesn't
run. Yeah, you can't immediately recruit. Starts laughing.
So Saturday's the day to go for that.
Summer
Beer Fest. So for Perfect Pour listeners, gear up for the Saturday. Be ready, grand get it. It's happening.
Ooh, West Coast grand get it.
West Coast grand get it.
Just don't be clogging up the Beechwood. That's where I want to go hang out.
Everyone's going to be at the Beechwood.
You know the
it's going to be
pork.
Full of Perfect Pour listeners around the Beechwood line. It's like, hey, you're clogging up the Beechwood. Perfect Pour.
It's okay. I'm just here for the line.
I'm here for the line. I'm not going to get
Perfect
anything.
Pour. Brian, Wazoo Corvette, checking in.
Oh, Wazoo.
Hey, something I noticed the last couple of shows.
Uh-oh.
There's quite a few voicemailers checking in from the capital city of Sacramento.
Wow.
I happen to live up there as well, so there's plenty of us up there that listen to the Perfect Pour. We should be able to get together.
Yeah, where's the Sacramento
a brewery,
get it?
And have a get it.
Just waiting to hear a supercharger
kick in. See
what
we can do. Spool hey, guys, so I just got back from a vacation out in Ireland. Great time. Wow. Of course, had to Venice to visit the Guinness Brewery. Good time there. Drank plenty of the dark stuff while I was there, but I was kind of interested to see what else Guinness has to offer besides the stout. I was happy to run into a rye pale ale that they had just in bottles.
Oh.
But this thing was delicious. Right. I had about three of them while I was there.
Say pale ale?
Fruity, hoppy,
pale
nice
ale.
Malt, great carbonation. It was just a delicious beer. Of course, had the stout, had the foreign extra stout, had the milk stout, had the golden ale, had the West Indies porter. Did taste the near beer at 0.5% alcohol. Did have a taster of the... or actually I had a pint of the Citra IPA and I had a taster of the Hop House 13 IPA. So it was it was quite a busy day of drinking there, but quite tasty beers. I did notice in the little supermarket shopping areas there, most of the beer they clock in over there in Ireland is less than 5% alcohol, so you're able to keep a pretty level head drinking that stuff most of the day. I even had one beer that was 2.6%
from 2.6.
White Hag Irish Beer Company. That was a really tasty IPA for 2.6% too. So anyway, guys, it's back to work. You know, real world stuff, not quite as much fun. Also want to say thanks for all your sacrifices, drinking all those beers, telling us all this knowledge, you know, and being
sacrifice.
There for me, ready, 7 a.m. live, Friday morning on my podcast dial. So, guys, hey, keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye.
So, I picked this beer up for the brother. not only does this label continuously surprise me about this company, it's multiple little labels that they somehow get to wrap a can. I don't know how they do it.
It's the texture on the label. It's weird.
That is a weird texture. I noticed that too.
And but I picked this beer up for the brother. It's very summer.
Dole Whip.
It is from Brewery West. Strange Beginnings. Is that what it says? It's hard to
think
say.
So.
Strange, beautiful, strange beginning.
And it says watermelon, lime,
strange,
and cucumber.
I get none of those things.
I get strange, cucumber beautiful. On the nose, strange, cucumber beautiful. On the nose, and there's definitely lime.
Wow.
It is a Berliner Weiss style ale.
Perfect. More of this, please.
But the saltiness, I think, plays to the lime.
That's all right. That's all right.
It's all cucumber on the nose.
It is definitely cucumber.
I felt like that's why I was a little bit confused. I was like, what am I smelling?
But I don't get watermelon at all.
Mm.
I'm not a big watermelon person, but I'm okay with this. So obviously I can't taste it.
Okay. So you're all right. It's the water part of the watermelon.
It's there on the taste a little bit.
Wazoo Corvette, thank you. And thank you, everybody, that called the voicemail line. We'll be looking for that Sacramento Get It soon.
4%.
You can be on the show, too.
Oh, spit it out.
4%.
It's refreshing.
Did you get, how did we get this Brewery West beer?
I bought it.
Oh, good job.
I picked it up from the MGA on Fig Garden Loop.
Oh, the loop.
Is it cucumber, watermelon, and what else?
Lime.
Yeah, I can.
Well, it's a Berliner Weiss, so it's salty, but I think the lime plays into that.
Looking out for beers.
I'm getting all looking cucumber, though.
What's going on with that Tioga cucumber?
It's coming.
Cucumbier. Oh, huh? It's getting a little late in the season.
Wow.
Are you gonna make a spoiler alert?
Slushes?
Slush?
Ooh, we might do that.
Cucumbier
slush.
But only after it gets old.
All I can say is you have to be prepared to sweat this summer.
Oh, I know what you're saying. It's my favorite music festival since the Fuse Fest.
Yep.
Wow. Since somebody killed the Fuse Fest.
Hey. I offered to bring that back.
You tried. You tried. You tried hard. You need it. You need to talk to Josh Teehee, not me. Don't even just go around me.
I talked to him too.
Go straight to Josh.
And he gave me the yeah and looked off in the distance.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we'll do that. Sure. Sounds like Peace Fest.
We'll pay the bands. We'll host it. We just need.
Nope, make it easier.
We just need your brand and marketing.
Nope, make branding it easier. Branding
and marketing. That's all we need. Curate the bands that are playing.
We'll put it on stage. Make it easier.
We could do two nights, three nights, one night.
We just need the name.
They just want to call it Fuse Fest.
Okay. Well, I'll check it in it. Well, beers to look out for. I'm looking out for from a collab beer from Old Town Brewing and Rubens Brews.
Old Town
Road Brewing. This is a Portland area brewery because I saw it on Tasty Niches. Old Town, I'm going to take my horse. I'm going to ride down Old Town Road.
Till the cows come home.
Yeah, till I can't ride no more.
I'll be in Portland in November.
Ooh. Look up Tasty Niche.
For his Dirty 30.
She'll be ready. Wow. Hey, Matt's coming for his Dirty 30, Niche. Get ready. It's going to be wild. It's going to be wild stuff. It's a pina colada hazy.
Oh, shit.
Called Tiki Room.
Who?
Oh. It's called Tiki Room.
No
tiki,
wonder tiki, why tiki, you like it. Is this going to taste like a Dole Whip?
Maybe. I don't know. It's coconut and it's, yeah, okay, it's all the
if
things.
If you could slush a beer into tasting like a Dole Whip,
ooh,
I'll be in.
Somebody.
I'm in.
I still wouldn't. Ooh,
I would do this. Slush it.
Still wouldn't.
Slush it, baby. And then serve churros on the side.
Yeah. Slush it, baby.
What is going on?
How about one from...
It's the two snacks you get in Disneyland.
Yeah, come on.
Okay. All
right. Go get a churro. Go get a Dole Whip. You're set.
But if, according to Chew, you get a chimichanga, right?
Yeah. Oh, do not get the chimichanga.
What? Chew says you got to get the chimichanga.
Oh, we did. We paid for it clearly.
We did. And good thing we had a hotel room with the toilet.
Yep.
Oakshire Brewing. I don't even know where they're out of, but they have...
Don't know, don't care.
Don't know, don't care. But this is a label buy because it has sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Son of a...
And it's a four... No, but get this. So it's okay. Obviously the Mounds
Have
labeling. And it there's two beer. It's a four pack. Two beers are sometimes you feel like a nut. Two beers are sometimes you don't.
Okay.
And sometimes you feel like a nut is a milk chocolate coconut almonds.
Okay.
And then sometimes you don't is a dark chocolate and coconut.
Ooh.
So doesn't that sound exciting?
That's going to sell some freaking beers.
Yeah. So look up Oakshire Brewing and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's Imperial Stout. Come on.
Award winning beer like that?
Mm.
No, but it was at Tap on Sacks.
Oh.
The Unity.
Oh, the Unity.
Yeah, the chocolate coconut.
Oh, that's right.
Brown.
Yes.
Oh,
chocolate coconut. That was the brown. Unique thing about that one.
Oh, producer making me wall about that.
It was totally supposed to be brown.
Oh, gotcha.
Totally supposed to be
brown. Gotcha.
Yeah.
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 Matt, are you looking out for anything?
Yes. Gosh, what's that Instagram account? Intellectual Puberty or whatever? Yeah.
Intellectual Puberty.
I'm not able to pull it up right now, but there's an MBA or is it NBA or MB? I don't know. But there was a sports ball.
It was NBA? National Basketball Association?
It might be, because that's the half red, half blue kind of cut diagonally with the player in white.
Yes.
Yeah. So there was a spoof on that. So that's what you should look out for if you like sports ball.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I like the sports ball.
You like all the sports balls.
I like all the sports balls.
And then on the other coast, there's a brewery called Other Half.
Uh-huh.
They win 2019 with the beer name.
Damn
it. Oh boy, here we go.
Do you want to know what this is?
I'm ready. Yes.
Mash Tun Time Machine.
Okay, we have the third worst time travel movie ever.
So, Mash Tun Time Machine.
Let's all get into the Mash Tun.
It's number two, by the way. It's an Imperial West Coast IPA, 8%. We had a moment of clarity when we decided to brew this follow-up to Mash Tun Time Machine. This beer is a mix of old and new varieties using Mosaic, Idaho 7, plus old school splash of Cascade. Clearly delicious. Sorry, I can't speak. Clearly delicious.
I see. So it's not hazy, is what you're telling me.
I like how they say a splash at Cascade, meaning it's mostly Mosaic in Idaho 7. And they just threw the Cascade in there. Like at 60 minutes, they're just like...
A little bit. Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Yeah, sprinkle some Cascade in there.
59 minutes to 60 minutes. So, we cascaded that
so,
shit.
Come on, people. Try to come up with something better than Mash Tun Time Machine.
Damn it. God. As bad as that is, that's pretty damn good.
Oh, that's pretty damn good. And then underneath it, they snuck in another beer, which Mikey is going to be looking out for. It's okay. Triple Mosaic Dream Imperial IPA.
Oh, yeah. You only have to say, nope, stop saying stuff. I'm in.
It is a triple dry hopped.
I get it.
With both Mosaic and Mosaic
TDH.
Cryo.
TDH.
It's a triple dry hop double IPA with Mosaic and Mosaic Cryo.
Oh, my God.
Is that enough things?
It's like Mosaic. That's all enough, right? Yeah, but what if we cryoed Mosaic?
All Mosaic.
Wow.
Dear accountant, we need a loss as a write-off this year. How could we possibly do that?
All Mosaic.
Spend an ungodly amount of money on Mosaic hops and waste them in one beer.
Buy all the Mosaic, put it in one beer. But yeah, we can make different.
Cryo actually saves beer.
Oh.
It does. Because it costs more, but you use less, and you have more utilization out of it.
Exactly.
Whoa. Wow. Business.
Business.
And then I had to look up this last brewery, and this one is totally for Mikey, but all of us, the brother as well.
Of all these beers I'm looking out for now.
So coming out of Elk Grove Village in Illinois.
Oh, Illinois.
So looking out
sound like East Bay.
Hopefully we can get this sent over. I don't know if it's close to our Illinois listeners, but
Chicago.
They have microphone check 1-2.
Yeah.
Microphone check 1-2.
Okay, check 1-2.
Which is, it is a double dry hopped, double IPA with Citra.
Not triple dry hopped?
Double dry hopped with Citra.
Mm. Oh. Oh.
Yeah. Pulling it back around.
So it is Mike.
Yeah. That's how you spell it.
R-P-H-O-N-E. So it's microphone.
Yeah, microphone.
So that's you. You're Mike.
That's me.
You're that Mike.
Yeah.
Microphone?
So, yeah.
That's
a
funny last name.
Mike-er-phone.
Erphone.
Addressing his phone?
Erphone.
Yes.
It's, or the mic.
So
Erphone, it's Antarctic.
It has a photo of a microphone on the can. That's the brewery name.
Oh.
But it's microphone check 1-2.
Wow, look at that.
And I was like, those podcasting, Mike.
They've got some
Citra double. I was like, that's
they got the
all
same.
You.
Those are some nice vocal mics they got there.
Yeah.
I appreciate.
Yeah, their
the quality,
tap handles are freaking microphones.
The heavier the mic, the heavier the mic, the better it is.
That's wow.
Yeah. Are these ribbons?
Yeah.
Yeah. I prefer 57s.
Blake Jones taught me that trick.
Wow.
He says, hey, the heavier the mic, the better it is.
Damn.
So just say that.
No radio shit.
There's a pro tip for you podcasters out there. Only buy heavy mics. You'll be all right.
That's what he tells the ladies.
Sure. Too. Those are Shure mics they had there.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Never sure about anything.
Wow. So those are my looking out for's. I think they're pretty epic. The other half, I don't know how obtainable that is. Those beers sound fantastic. The microphone, I hope that's obtainable.
We'll see
epic.
If the Perfect Pour universe can provide. Nick, what are you looking out for?
Can we get a price check on the 241 SM57, please? Price check on the Labor Day sale, 2-for-1.
What's the price of one? What is the price of one?
$89.95.
They can get two for $50.89.90. What?
They have a gift card to Trader Joe's. Does that apply?
No, it does not. Trader Joe's moved.
They went north.
It used to apply. No longer does.
They have AutoZone.
Reference.
AutoZone for a free wax.
Just throwing it out there. Elk Grove is only 26 miles from Chicago.
Chicago.
Just throwing it out there.
That's a long ways.
That's like Madeira.
It does say.
It's a long.
It does say it's about an hour.
Who goes that far?
No, nobody does. It does say it's every day.
It's about a half hour drive. So. No. It's a reach. It's a reach.
That's why you got the Ford Ranger Yeti.
Yeah. You got to have that Yeti with you. Yeah.
But the 290 goes all the way there. You don't have to take a different freeway.
Oh, the 290.
Take the 290.
I always forget about the 290.
I take the 290.
It's a secret freeway.
Doing the Chicago accent.
Only locals know about the 290.
Well, I take the 290 out there and get off in the 280 exit.
Make sure you stay on the 290. Don't get on the 20.
Oh, no. Don't get on.
Too much traffic.
Well, if 20. You're on the 20, you're everybody going the wrong way. There.
Don't take the 90 or the 20.
Don't take the 90 take or the 290 or the, 290 or the 20.
Take the 290.
You combine the two and drop a zero.
Wow.
That's confusing there.
That's how you remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's or really, is it, really or is it
drop the two and carry the one?
Subtract, divide.
Oh, it's right by the O'Hare, which we...
It's right by the airport there.
That was a question on Pub Quiz, was what's the abbreviation for Chicago O'Hare?
Fresno, FYI, Fresno Yosemite International has direct flights to Chicago now. So you want to get there, make a little easy run there, a little quick run.
Oh, so you're telling me to go fly over there.
Yeah, no, pop in, pop out.
26 miles later,
boom. Maybe I'll do that.
Ba ba boom. No Uber. Use some Golden God money. Take an Uber. Take it back.
Golden boom. Ubers.
Golden number. Nick, what are you looking out for?
Noble Naughty Sauce. Epic Chasing Ghosts. Double dry hopped IPA. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And. I thought there was more, but it looks like that is all.
Your notebook reveals no more.
Yeah, it goes right into bean cuts after that.
Apparently there wasn't. Mr. Matt.
Yes.
The forwarder. Is there something you're looking out for? You want to throw in something?
I will be up in the Bay Area this weekend for about 4 days.
All right. Oh, wow. That's a lot of time there.
Two of those.
Got to hit up that Drake's.
Zach, I love you, but Cellar Maker for sure.
Oh, Cellar Maker for sure. Yeah.
Probably gonna hit Rare the East Barrel. Bay. So technically, Rare I'll Barrel. Be staying a little bit above Berkeley, but I'm mainly going up for a music festival for
you're
Friday.
You got to go to field work if you're going to be on the east side. There,
we'll be going to field work. Probably Rare Barrel.
What about that tap room? Those the Brewing Network's got there up there in the Northeast Bay.
The Hop Grenade.
Yeah, the Hop Grenade. What about the Hop Grenade?
Probably not. Probably not. It's a little bit up there. And
you going to take the Beer by Bart
schedule? I will take the Beer by Bart schedule and head into the city. And definitely, I want to hit up Cellar Maker's new spot where they do pizza as well as beer.
Wow.
Because apparently that's been what they've wanted to do for a while.
Like we've been wanting to do this, and now we're doing it.
Pretty much.
Weird pizzas like fig and avocado.
You know, I don't sea salt and crab or, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. But pineapple.
Somebody's getting
pineapple. Something with pineapple.
Corvette.
And double bacon.
Yeah.
Double bacon.
We'll be going down to Anaheim area in October.
Okay.
And Noble's definitely on my list. So if I can get you some sauce, I'll get you some sauce.
Wow, look at that.
But I need you to be naughty. Otherwise, you don't get the sauce.
Otherwise, don't get it.
All right. Visit my Snapchat later.
Snap me, bro.
Snap me.
You can. I'll tell you all the naughty sauce.
Pine.
Naughty sauce. Oak. I've had that.
And if anyone wants anything from Cellar Maker,
we'll
be posting on the Facebooks and Instagrams.
I see. All right.
What'd you guys ask for earlier?
Naughty sauce.
Did you guys ask for a double dry hot pale ale?
Maybe.
That sounds naughty.
Matt made that already?
It's Nelson.
How did, what? is Fortiter on social media. I know they are.
Yes. It's at Fortiter, F-O-R-T-I-T-E-R Brewing Co. For both Facebook and Instagram.
All right. The one day legit brewer. Commercial brewer.
I mean,
the way you ordered that. The one day.
The one day.
I was trying to find my way around.
I mean,
there.
We already have the fermenters purchased and the kegs purchased. And so right now we're.
You need land and permits.
I'm telling you, there's some nice cover under that overpass on Iceland.
Still trying to sell you on that cover.
I'm still looking at that south of Shaw on Brawley.
Prime
those
spot.
Brand new warehouses, 5,000 square feet.
Oh, those, yes.
That's what I'm hearing.
Shaw Bra. Shaw Bra.
All the Chili's. I mean, Chili's is walkable from there. The
Chili's.
You can lunch there all the time, bro.
I'm sure definitely people are going to be eating Chili's while going there.
That's right.
Whoa.
That's your
what
demographic.
No, I didn't say anything. I don't know anything
about Full Circle?
It's like the dankiness is there, but it's just like pale ale.
Dinkiness.
So, Mast Landing Brewing Company is a double dry hop tail ale.
I'll let him.
Tail ale.
Somebody will let a mast land.
Whoa. This is a main beer. Ooh, how did Exo Perro donated to the show. He's out there over there in the East Coast there in the New York. That's not a New York accent. I don't know what that
it's
was.
It's like more of a Chicago
accent. Yeah, I can't get out of Chicago. Can't get out of Minnesota or Chicago.
How you doing?
Hey.
Doing the Lord's work over there.
This is pretty good.
Yeah.
I think I like it.
What coast is this from?
I like it. It's from the East Coast. It doesn't taste East Coasty.
Man.
Tastes really good.
Did you see that Maine Beer Company session at the market, Michael? It was hiding in the top corner. It was a Maine beer.
See, like I said, all I saw was Pliny and Bai Ping. Like,
narrow vision.
Very focused.
I was like, oh, I haven't had a Maine beer in a while, but it was a session. I was like,
You should have hit on that.
So I hit up the triple IPA from Track 7. With the Metallica logo on it, Motherland.
Oh, they had that there?
Yeah, they had that there. Yeah. Another beer they had there. You didn't
I have
see
it.
That?
Didn't see it.
I have one of those at home.
Look at you.
I picked it up from MGA, and the guy's all, it's too hot. Give it a couple weeks. And I was like, noted.
Isn't that what we said about Pliny yesterday?
I'm sorry. You know what you're talking about, MGA.
This Pliny's too hot.
Pliny's too hot. It's too green. Spice too green.
Green Pliny.
I like my Pliny's old.
Say, I'm sorry, MGA guy. I don't want to hear it.
No, so Russian River's like, we're sending it to Fresno. They won't buy this for weeks.
Yeah.
Better give it some shelf life.
The funny thing was, I went into MGA, the it's off chance great. That they had Pliny just hadn't posted it. And so it was like, I just bought some beers that they didn't have at the Fig Arn Loop store. And he's like, you were getting Pliny today. And I was like, oh, really?
Well, golly, I haven't heard of this.
Oh, geez.
When he's like, yeah, he's all the truck should be here any minute. I was like, oh, cool. I was like, yeah, I might stop back by later if I'm still in the area.
I don't totally know who's driving that truck that's coming here.
Girl, what is Pliny?
I totally can't text that guy that's driving the truck right now.
Oh, I texted Jake, and I was like, well, where's the truck? And he's all, it's on its way. And I was like, where's the truck?
Where's the truck? That's not an answer. Where's
the coordinates.
Truck? Where's the truck? It's on its way. You're not answering me. Where's the truck?
FedEx like, shit, and I want to know the stops before.
It was like
what light are you?
It was like
at?
An episode of Speed. It's like the truck can't go under 55 miles an hour. Have you get to the
everyone
next stop?
Just get out of the way. What would a Pliny siren sound like in a van? Like,
Pliny, Pliny, Pliny.
Everyone drive a truck on the side.
Pacific awarded the first beer company to get first response privileges.
Everyone get out of the way. I don't understand. What's the big deal about this?
Shut up.
This is what all the news, because Pliny made the news in Fresno, just so you guys know. Pliny made all the newscasts, and this was the conversation between there would be two two announcers like, who is this Pliny? Yeah, it's a real person. This Pliny the Elder. He's what's coming going to town. On? He's coming. No, yeah, he's coming to town, I guess, all right.
Does he have his own Pope mobile?
Yeah.
Like fucking Santa Claus. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. You better watch out for that Pliny. He can tell if you're naughty or nice.
So we have armored, air-conditioned Pliny trucks cruising the valley now.
Yeah. Ooh, that'd be badass.
Yeah.
50 cal on top of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a guy up there in a turret.
10 feet. 10 feet or I will get fire.
Back off. Back off, bro.
See the sign, frequent backing? Yeah. It's real.
It's not a joke, man.
It's not a joke.
Back
not
up, joke. Grandma.
The gun just shoots out Coors Light.
To distract the Fresnans from the Pliny.
Who fuck free Coors Light?
We want Pliny. Coors Light.
Look at that.
Wow.
Coors Light over there.
By the way, Mikey has inherited the strategy for all the people that are going to storm Area 51.
Coors Light cannons.
Coors Light cannons.
Okay, distract them.
And all the Naruto runners. And
I can't get over how good this beer is.
It's a good so beer. Good. It's a good beer.
It's so good.
I can't believe it came from the East Coast.
Whoa. Whoa.
Nobody can.
Whoa. Is Matt trying to get us back on track here?
Matt, come on, Matt. We're trying to end the show.
We're over two.
We're trying to kill the show off.
We haven't even done been caught drinking.
Oh, we just did.
We did?
No, you haven't. Haven't. Go, Matt. Go. We're in it right now. Thanks for getting us back, Matt.
I had a Pliny, Blind Pig, Boring. New California IPA.
Boring.
Wow. It's so damn hot. From Alvarado, I had Lazy. Fantastic. Brothers Party.
Oh, you had an Alvarado Street? You're just passing that up, too?
Wait, did you not have the STS yesterday?
I didn't have an STS.
Lame.
Day drinkers.
I don't even know how to feel about that.
It's a good beer.
I feel like you weren't paying attention, Matt.
I had it at the Central Coast, so it's whatever.
Had it.
Chocolate Milk Mustache. The Brothers Party. That's right. Had one of those. Happy Urban Hops. Roots. Had that. Urban Roots Bottle.
Ooh.
Apparently the mustache special. Hanging over the bottle was also a sticker. So I might need to go collect that if it still exists. Cervantes. Amber Lager from Central Coast Brewing.
Central Coast Brewing. Dude, have you been down to Central Coast Brewing?
I was digging around.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
I was out of IPAs, so I was digging in the back of the fridge, and I found a can of Unity.
Unity!
And I brought that out for the brothers party, and it was it went over well.
That's good.
That's
good.
Had a Luponic.
It's good.
It's good.
Where did we have Luponic?
I have yet to have the Luponic 13 because of Matt. Oh. Matt says like, meh.
It's meh.
You met
it? The one we had at Mad Duck was either an old 12 or a meh 13. And I don't know which way it was, but that's what happened.
I can't remember.
And I went to Mad Duck a second time last week and had their Citra and a Dog Days. A buddy of mine donated a couple of cans of Hen House to me. I was walking by and I was like, do you have the new collab beer? And he's like, we're out of it, but I can give you these. And so he gave me two cans of Hen House. I gave one to Matt Vaught and I kept one for myself. And it was Recognized Game. It was a hazy IPA. Enjoyed that. And then
Recognize my game.
I went into Spokeasy. They ran out of Digital Bath on draft, but they had cans of it. And I was like, oh, this beer's from Belch and Beaver. It's really good. And then I turned the can. I was like, oh, that's the
Deftones reference.
Deftones. It was a Deftones beer. And
yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
I was like, if they keep making IPAs like this, sold.
Sold.
Belch and Beaver.
All right.
Those are my Bancots.
Bancots. Beer to Brewer 87 on Untappd.
Mm-hmm.
Nick.
Wow. Napa Parabola. Thank you.
Wow. You've gone back to that a couple times.
Yeah. It's, just enjoying it while it's around because I know it won't be much longer before it's gone. I did partake in 805 day. I had a lonely 12 ounce bottle of 805.
You're smart.
Left over from a party. So there was literally no work involved to participate.
Good job.
So why not?
Somebody brought 805 to your party.
Yes, and left it for me. Hey, I heard you like beer.
I love parties. That's where I go to dump all my crap beer.
That's right. I had a one-year-old No Mercy Pale Ale from Tioga Sequoia.
Oh, my God.
And it held up.
It did.
It surprisingly held up.
And he lived.
I survived. I had it in the pool. Mercy. Maybe because I was in the pool.
Pool helps.
Yeah, the saltwater pools.
What was a saltwater pool?
Killed the bacteria.
Ah, fancy.
I had a Stone Ruination 2.0 sans filter.
Okay.
Very nice.
Unfiltered?
But you in a like bomber, unfiltered. A 22-ounce. No, sans filter, not unfiltered.
Oh.
Sans filter.
Okay.
That's different.
They had sand in the filter?
I don't know, something. Mm-hmm. Good. Without dank, sticky IPA. Double IPA.
You're
dank. And a KSA from Fort Point. That was my other pool beer.
All right.
Nice Kolsch style.
Nothing better than the pool beer. Can't get better than that. Matt, I'm assuming you had lots of things that Matt had.
Yeah, pretty much. other than Pliny and Blind Pig, I had STS.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the pills from Russian River. I did have the Luponic, whatever one that was.
Yep.
13.
12 and a half.
Yeah, we'll go 12.5.
12-teen.
Yep. 12-teen.
12.5.
They blend. They did a blend. 12 and 13.
I did go to Art Hop.
Ooh.
And I had...
This is Art Hop. Famous Art Hop.
What was the new... I think I had the new beer that you guys released.
Everything the Light.
Everything the Light.
Is that a good beer? What's going on with that beer?
It's
a hazy
double IPA. It's too green for me, so that's why I haven't brought it on the show.
It was a little green.
I want to try.
It's not Al Green, but it's pretty green.
Yeah. Green IPA. Is that a new category? Green IPA?
Yeah, I'm in on that.
Some IPA, you have to have a green rest on IPAs. Yeah. And Northeast really show it.
New England game.
They really show it if you don't wait.
Yeah. And that was one of the things from another beer I had that night, which was the Exactly Nelson.
Ooh.
But it was prime at that day. But a week before, it was a little green.
Yep.
And it just needed another week to rest. And I had Zorro, too, I think.
So much.
All right.
Because it's just...
Zorro's always good.
It's a great summer beer.
Nice, crisp lager.
That's good. Lagers are fine.
Just don't make an IPA.
Yeah, just go ahead and make an IPA instead. Because I mean, if you're gonna do the whole thing with the brewing,
why tie up a tank, right?
Yeah, right. Just like just go ahead and just make a pale or an IPA. What the hell?
I do love pails. Oh, and I've had my Enigma IPA pale ale that I.
Ooh, that's a good beer. Again. I remember that beer.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah, so on your way home, just turn right on Milburn, turn left on that street, and turn right again, and just swing by his house for a growler fill.
I mean, he's probably going to be at my pool on Sunday anyways without me there, so.
You're over there by the church, by the North Point Church over there?
Yeah, kind of. Cross the railroad tracks.
Cross the tracks.
Yeah. Oh, on the other side. Okay, gotcha. I'm in on that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go.
Yeah, I'll just be come there. Over, bring your growler, fill it up.
Do you do growler fills? Do I have to tape up the logo of the Tioga Sequoia so you'll fill my growler?
Yeah, I don't think I can put Tioga's logo on my beer. If you could just tape that up.
Okay,
I'll maybe tape it up. Crudely put my logo on there.
Now accepting artist renderings.
We used to have a collection of growlers over there. I don't know where they were.
They're a blend. Some of them are there.
Oh,
some
we got some.
Some
there.
Are next to the fridge. If you look, they're everywhere.
With the growler wall over here.
Yeah. Everyone listening is enjoying this the description of the studio. I had some beer. The Mad Duck is open there.
Oh,
not
really?
Only do we have Pliny in town.
So now you guys are back on board.
The new Mad Duck. I'm in on it. The Citra.
You went there?
That Citra. Yeah, went there.
Nice.
Hey, Reggie U559. Their Citra, that's the best of their Citra I've had. Mm-hmm. Their best beer they make is that Citra.
And I was enjoying
it. It was tasting really fresh and really nice there. I assume it's the one made there. I don't know. What they're doing there?
They were dumping hop and yeast plugs when we were there. So there was three at the same time. So it looked like three tanks were just about finished. So I don't know. That seems either they already kegged it and it was ready for release, or there are three tanks that are ready to go next week or two.
I feel like that they probably already kegged. They just had the staples going because from what I understand, they were not able to keep up with production.
Hmm.
So I feel like them basically supplying another tap room with their original brewery probably wasn't in the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, I mean, they've pretty much already maxed out that space anyways.
Yeah.
And I think there's four fermenters and four bright tanks. So they can only do about four beers at a time every 2 weeks.
I really hope that they make like each location, the Fresno State Cannabis Point location and the Northwest location, makes their own separate, not both doing the same beer, but like makes their own individual beer. Like you can only get this in Northwest. You can only get this at Campus Point. I hope they do that. I was kind of disappointed seeing that they're just making the same ones that they make at the Campus Point.
Boom.
Yeah. I really like that spot.
Biggest argument was like, what if you did something else?
Right. Yeah. Like I thought from what I heard, and of course that's just rumors, from what I thought was this was going to be their experimental type thing. But when we walked in and I just saw the, from what I saw, the same tap list, I was like, okay, so is this just going to be a reoccurring thing? Are you guys just going to keep brewing the same beers? What, like, just push the limits?
Just give me one thing I can get, only can get here at the Northwest location.
Maybe it was just to get them open.
Yeah.
Maybe the tanks are full right now.
Which is fine.
One more time. Okay.
But like throw like one beer in there.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely.
Like get your three beers or whatever they have. And then on that last one, once you kind of understand the system a little bit, like just. Yeah.
I hope so. I enjoyed the place. I was kind of like Matt was saying, like it's smaller. I'm like, what the? Why are you going to open up a new place and be smaller? But I enjoyed it. I've been in the Campus Point location many times. And it's very vanilla feeling as of like you don't know anyone there and you're just going there and you get your food and your beer and you leave. But this Northwest location feels like a neighborhood feel. Like I was talking to people on other tables and I'd not done that at the other location. It was there was the smallness gave a vibe of like we're hanging out and we're having fun. So I'm I'm pretty happy it's there. Mm-hmm. Northwest Fresno has been desperate for something like this. So, regardless of whether the beer is mediocre or not, I'm happy it's there.
They have tater tots. They have really good burgers, and they have really good hummus.
Oh, I've never had their hummus.
That's good.
All right, good to know. So that there was all that Mad Duck there, and. Yeah, in the 805, I had an 805. I had a hangover the next day.
Because of the 805.
I had an old Racer 5 and the 805. Wow. So I don't know which to blame, the Racer 5 or the 805.
Or not drinking any water that day.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. But it was not, I don't know. I'm just like, I'm done with all this crap. Like, what am I doing with my life kind of day. But I also had a Sounds Like Fun, Thanks, from Carl Strauss, the collab beer that Carl Strauss did. Another collab beer that didn't involve a Russian River. That was a good beer, even though it was an IPL. Still good. And Central Coast Golden Glow Lager. That was a good lager. See? Just
log it up.
I love the lagers, as per earlier in the show. This is my display of love for
lagers. My last email.
Yes.
AKA, can you not fucking read?
With kind regards.
Yes.
So, Mikey Topor or Dorktown on a tap. The Nick 80 on a tap. Peterborough 87 on tap. Matt, are you on tap? You're on tap.
I am on tap, but I've literally only gone on it to look at what people say about me.
Oh, you're a lurker. Wow. You're an untapped lurker.
I am.
He just goes there to judge people.
I do. When you're at a festival in Fresno and you check into a Fortiter beer, Matt has looked at it.
Or if I brew a beer with Zach's and you check in. That's mainly what I use it for.
Have you ever commented on somebody else commenting on about your beer, like saying, bro, you got it wrong, bro?
I haven't commented on them.
But in your mind, you have.
But to other people.
Hey, come here. I need somebody to talk to. You see this shit? See this review?
You see this shit?
Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
I think one
messed
person.
Messed up my world, man.
One person called the Unity sweet. And it was not sweet at all. It was a brown.
Sir, I have some notes on your notes.
I have a refined palate.
Yeah, it just, you know, I don't know. There's also other people that just like go on there and they give beers like threes on average.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's just like.
And they recognize this.
Yeah, it's like.
Where's your threshold?
Yeah. And yeah,
I'm a big
that's,
fours guy.
You know, it's just Untappd just gives people platforms like to express their opinion, but my favorites are always the people that are like, oh, I don't drink IPAs, and they give it a one. And it's just like...
One.
Right on, dude.
I don't know anything about IPAs. Right one.
On. Yeah, I mean, I don't really drink...
Yeah, all their chickens are IPAs.
I don't really drink barley wines, but
yeah.
I would never go on Untappd and rate someone's barley wine based off of my opinion.
But, exactly. You know. Those are the ones I leave unrated. And I just check them in.
Which is fine. Perfectly fine.
Right.
I generally understand beers of all styles, but I only point out the ones that go, nobody should drink this.
This is terrible. I'm not going to give it no stars, but also don't drink it.
You should also not start.
Oh, sorry. Wow. Mid cheers.
A little ahead of time.
We are going long.
Oh boy. Making up for last week.
Sorry, Louie. Louie is like, dude, you guys gonna
stop? Can I go to bed already?
Can I go in the house now? Or
hey, you know what? That other house we have?
Cheers to all the golden gods of the perfect pour. These are people that are so kind that they actually give us money every month via the website Patreon, patreon.com/perfectpour. If you want to get in, be a golden god, $5 or more a month, and you get to be awesome and be a golden god. And then you also get some extra content like the tailgate and get into the secret, perfect thing with on the Facebooks.
The porum.
And all those extra, you're just VIP. VIP all day, just like Chew got into that beer festival early, the zoo early, got to see the elephant shit earlier than everyone else did. He's like, I'm getting to see the elephant shit early, bro.
Massive dumps, bro.
You should have seen them shit earlier. They're way better. VIP hour.
Smelled way fresher.
Yeah, VIP hour, better shits. So thanks, everyone, for being a golden guy. I and all of us really appreciate it. Also, cheers to Russian River and Delta Pacific for finally bringing us beers. Thank you, guys. And Jake from State Farm, by the way.
Yes.
Jake from State Farm's in charge of the Fresno area, right?
Yep.
Russian River.
Yep.
So
the greater.
He's the bro. Fresno he's the bro area. To hook it up. So, and also to Bell's ZMAG 1. Wow. ZMAG number 1 on the social media. Because he is a big influencer of the Pliny. He was known as the Pliny King in Fresno.
He was.
And now that Pliny's here, I don't know. I guess Bell's has got to search for a different identity. Because he always had a mule for Pliny. And he was like the number one source for Pliny in Fresno.
Yes.
And
yeah, you better watch yourself.
So, Bell's.
Maybe he can be the cellar maker.
The original.
let's get him on a different... different brewer. Well, let's do it. Also, cheers to the Hopaholics, Big Fat Food Critic, Tink Mark, the _ resident _ alien _ invasion. I me pirate, beer _ babe _, and just everybody shares the show, promotes the show for us on your own social media. Thank you guys. Matt, do you have some cheers?
I do. Cheers to my new Untappd friend, Hophead Oscar. Cheers out to that fellow.
Cheers.
Cheers out to Richard. I ran into him at Mad Duck, and we exchanged words. And wonderful fellow. I always see him out in the craft beer scene. And then cheers out to Don and Angel Adams. They tagged us in a post. Is this the one? Nope. A few different posts. But they were at the Coors Field in Colorado. And they were drinking a tall boy called West Slope IPA from AC Golden Brewing Company in Colorado. And it looks like a fantastic beer to be enjoying while watching sports ball.
Oh, yeah.
So I hope it's good. Maybe I'll know. Maybe I'll know one day.
I will know. Hint. Nick, do you have cheers?
What?
Hey, wake up. We're in hour three. Go on, wake up.
No shit. Cheers to everyone that attended the second annual Grand Get It out there in Florida.
Yeah.
I like Thank how you. They were posting and
cheers to get it,
talking about it and having to get it.
More get it.
It's part of our show. Cheers to everybody for the birthday wishes, like Colin and Janine and Al Green. And
Nick is finally 22.
Finally, after all these years.
All these beers.
Oh, and the Captain Whiffos. All y'all. All y'all. As
all
they
y'all,
say,
bro.
In Texas.
Yep, they do. They say that.
Yeah. Yeah, been there. Doing that.
Yep, been there.
Yeah. So thank you for all everybody right. for that.
Thanks to everybody.
Oh, and thank you, Mikey, and the Bearded Brewer for holding down the podcast while I was going.
Yeah, bro.
Time. I listened back. It was a good podcast.
Was it?
It was very good. I enjoyed it. I was like, oh, I want to be on that podcast.
Like, oh, I wish I was a way I could get on that show.
Man, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
These guys are having fun.
I'm good. Glad somebody listened.
4 stars.
Matt, do you have any closing arguments? What's your closing argument?
My closing argument is drink more pale ales.
Yeah. I agree
with
this.
Ding, ding, ding.
Stop making so many goddamn double IPAs.
Whoa.
Whoa, bro. Whoa.
Just saying.
Whoa, that's my jam.
What about DDHs?
Double dry hops are fine.
All right.
See?
Hazy. There's nothing wrong with that.
Hazy's killed the DDH star.
My whole thing is I just want to be able to drink more without getting buzzed.
That's what Coors Light's for.
You shut it. You Whoa. Shut your mouth.
Whoa. How
Stop
dare
saying
you?
That.
How dare you? Coors Original.
I'm a yellow belly kind of guy.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a Strummer's beer right there.
Wow.
Once you end up at Strummer's. Wow. That's
yeah. What's wrong with Coors?
Some hams of the West Coast, huh?
Keep an eye on Florida Brewing one day. It's going to pop up there. It's going to be, you're going to be able to give him money. One give Matt money days. For his beer. And thanks everyone for listening to the show. PerfectPourPod.com at PerfectPour on social media. So everyone, just be safe though. Be safe this week. Have fun though.
Oh,
and check your dates.
There it is.
Check them plenty. Bah, 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 bah.